The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associate,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bose and the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
And now with tonight's pregame show, here's the voice of Dowling Catholic High School football, Dowling Catholic Hall of Famer, Mark Amadeo.
And good evening and welcome to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines as we get set for Dowling and Valley tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadeo, joined by Dave Marculli and John Chido as we get set for week three, gentlemen, of high school football. Dave, I know you're getting ready to go north and watch the Packers this weekend, but we've got a big game right here tonight, and Valley's been a team that's given Dowling trouble the last several years. Always a great rivalry, and we got a beautiful night and a great crowd.
It is a beautiful night, you know, and I was reading the article in the paper about all the Dowling Valley matchups since 1968, and Mark, I don't think I've missed one of them. One I almost missed, the one in 1977, but thank God that one was canceled so I could get back on that Saturday to watch it. But it was an outstanding game. And as far as tonight, it's going to be a typical Dowling Valley game. You never know what to expect. Throw record books out the window and buckle up because it's going to be a good one.
Absolutely. John Chida, you're going to be on the sidelines for the first Dowling Valley game. Keep away from all those people that are watching the game. They should be in the stands, but it should be a great environment on the Dowling sideline. Of course, we'll see the Valley sideline. You'll be looking up. And high school football doesn't get any better than this. That's why all the media is here tonight, Johnny.
Oh, you can't beat Dowling Valley rivalry. And so it's celebrity night here with all the faces that come out of the woodwork just to see this rivalry matchup. And going back, like Coach was saying earlier, about I remember growing up as a kid and watching Jim Nizzi and Coach Morrow, Coach Marcoulier, and all the Dowling Valley rivalry games at the old Dowling, or the old Valley Stadium, excuse me. And now the venue that Valley has here, it's amazing how much this rivalry has grown throughout the years.
Well, it certainly has. And, you know, Dave, you look at the rivalry, look at the matchup. We also got both teams have young men injured in this contest. We all know Dowling's story with Ross being out and Peterson on defense. And Valley's got their running back out, and they're getting another young man who's back at receiver. That'll help the receiving corps. But we're going with some knowns. Valley going with some unknowns tonight at tailback. But it seems like they always find a tailback that plays against Dowling.
You know, I think with Mason out, though, I think it's really going to hurt Valley this year. He's an excellent running back. And as I look at their offensive line, Mark, they're going with two sophomores, two juniors, and a senior. And when you look at the size of this offensive line for Valley High School, it's not their typical offensive line size. And I really like, I always say every year this game's going to be won in the trenches, and I really like Dowling's game in the trenches this year. I think Javon Mason really makes this offensive line look better than it might be, and I think they're going to be starting two sophomore running backs tonight in his place, we think. And I think their running game could struggle a little bit, but we'll see.
And the Dowling defense, John, they've been playing stellar all year. The three linebackers lead the team in tackles, and that's always a good sign for a team. Your linebackers leading the team in tackles or one of your defensive linemen. You don't want your corners and safeties leading the team in tackles, and that's certainly the case with Dowling. Mitch Riggs, Jack Keel, John Schmidt doing a great job at linebacker. But, you know, it's all set up with the guys up front, and that's the guys up front that Dave was talking about for Valley, the four down linemen for Dowling and how they match up with Valley's offensive line.
Well, this is going to be Dowling's first big test of the year. Valley had a little test last week with Waukee, which is another good team that Dowling will see next week. And you're right, Mark. If Dowling's defensive line is doing their job, the linebackers are free to make the tackles. And that's going to be a big thing to watch is the offensive line play, the defensive line play, and also, you know, Valley's receivers at, 6'1", 6'2", against Dowling's defensive backs. That's going to be a matchup to watch as well.
It certainly will. You're listening and watching tonight's game here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Mark Amadeo joined by Dave Marculier and John Chido. Well, let's flip it over. You know, the Valley offense. Now, Valley, probably the two first. This is a non-district game in Class 4A, the third one of the year. And, of course, next week will be the final non-district game before district play starts. But Valley's probably played the better of the opponents, Dave, beating Bettendorf in week one. And then a great game against Waukee last week, Dowling beating Ankeny and Urbandale. But Valley's been tested. They've they've come out pretty good against some ranked teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are two excellent football teams that Valley beat. You do not go into Bettendorf and beat that team very much ever. I believe they've only lost 8 or 9 games for the past, I'm going to say, 5 years on their home field. So that was an excellent win. As you said, beating Waukee was a real good win for the Valley Tigers, too. So we'll see. You know they're an outstanding football team. And like I said earlier, Mason, I think, makes them an outstanding football team. And you mentioned the receivers. I think their receivers are very talented and very skilled. And that's the matchup where Dowling's really going to have to be ready, is to stop that passing game. And I think you can do that by the defensive line putting pressure on Lombardi tonight.
And a final question this segment goes to our sideline guy, John Chido. The Dowling offense, they have gelled very well in the offensive line. Chad Ross being out for the year. His replacement, Alex Curtin, has stepped up at right guard. But Mitch Goff and Jesse Alger has anchored that line. And, Johnny, tonight they're going to get their stiffest test of the year against this Valley defensive line. And that protection has boded well for Blake Clark, a quarterback for Dowling in his first year as a starter, and Jason Murray, who's got a number of, seven touchdowns the first two games. So that offensive line has gelled. And Coach Wilson and I both think that they're maybe ahead of last year's championship offensive line. How about that?
Well, Jason Murray, with 2 games, 450 yards, and 2 games rushing the football. And when you can control the line of scrimmage like that and able to allow Jason to run for that many yards, that's pretty impressive, even at the high school level. I mean, he's on pace for, 2,000 yards this year?
That's a lot.
That's amazing.
Well, they've done it all, and it all starts up front. All right, that is our pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio, the first segment. Next coming up is Tom Wilson, Dowling football head coach, and he will talk about tonight's game with the Valley Tigers, along with John Chido and Dave Marcouli, Mark Amadale from Valley Stadium. Dowling and Valley kickoff at 7 o'clock. There is no preliminary game tonight, so we will be back after these messages on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
It looked like at the early.
Oh, they were talking to me now.
Oh. It looked like.
Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale now joined by head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic as Dowling takes on Valley here at Valley Stadium. And, Coach, welcome to the program, and best of luck tonight. Dowling Valley Week, it sure must be an interesting practice I think you guys have been through.
Well, it is. It's always there's always a little something different, and this is certainly no exception, and something that's a challenge we're looking forward to.
Well, Coach, coming off last week's win over Urbandale 42-13, a game which you got off to a pretty good start. You scored in the opening drive, and then it was kind of back and forth until you got a field goal early in the second quarter. But I'll tell you what, Urbandale, you know, for being 0-1 and, you know, coming off a loss to Waukee, they played you very tough. I thought the first half they played you very well, and they had some pretty good defensive sequences where they stopped you and really made the Maroon offense work last Friday night.
Well, they did. You know, it was frustrating there for us in the there when we got in the red zone and weren't able to punch it in. But, you know, sometimes you have to give, you know, the opponent credit, you know, they certainly did a great job. We just have to finish drives, and that part will be really important to us against the great teams like we'll see, you know, the next couple of weeks. That'll be a must.
A couple touchdown runs by Jason Murray of 13 and 66 yards, and then the field goal by Riley Smith gave you a 17-3 lead at halftime. But on Murray's 66-yard run, you know, you ran left on that play. Charlie Nank, the left tackle, and Mitch Goff, left side. And I think you might have had a tight end. They really did a nice job of clearing out, and Jason just waited for his blockers. And it was really neat to see from the press box how he read his blockers and then used his athleticism downfield.
Well, he did. It was over Nank, as you said, and Wagner was on that side as well. And we got the look from a number standpoint that we wanted, and so we ran it back that way. And if you give Jason a little bit of room, once he gets in the open, the chances could be good that he's gone. And so big play for us and something he's certainly capable of, and give a lot of credit to the guys up front.
Halftime, Coach, what'd you say? You're up 17-3 over Urbandale. I know you wanted to score in the first half when you got the ball, and you did, as Jason scored an 84-yard run early in that third quarter to really kind of put you out in front and give you that cushion. But you really looked like whatever you said at halftime, you implemented in the second half.
We just didn't feel we were tough enough or physical enough, and we had to finish drives. And you know, I think our kids rose to the challenge. We're still trying to find ourselves as a football team, and I think last week was indicative of that. But again, like I said, give Urbandale an awful lot of credit. Our kids, you know, rallied there in the second half and did some good things, and hopefully we can grow from that.
Coach, 573 yards total offense and 478 of those on the ground. That, you know, you look back a year ago, we were talking about offensive line, and you know, you lose a young man like Zach Ross and a running back like Matt Moore this year. But that says a lot about what's going on up front. You were saying earlier you didn't think your team was physical in the first half, but they really found a way in the second half to be physical, and a lot of kids got in. So that has to really make you happy from where you were about a year ago.
There's no doubt, and you know, you figure we've scored 42 points the first 2 weeks in each game, the first 2 weeks of the season. We were like 490 yards in week one, and over 500, closer to 600 last week, and here we are nitpicking things that we can do, and that's the exciting part. We think it's something our team can get better at, but yet, you know, the opponents are going to have something to say about that, and each week is a different challenge.
Well, it certainly is. Now, we talked a lot about the offense, but the defense, they held Urbandale to one touchdown. And when you look at your leading tacklers, they're your linebackers. Riggs, Keogh, and Schmidt lead the team in tackles. And you don't want to see corners and safeties necessarily being in the top five of tackles. That means your defensive line and your linebackers really reacting to the ball.
Well, you're right, and I really thought those three guys you mentioned played very, very well, and you see Riggs running all over the place all the time. That's really nothing new for us, but Keogh made a lot of improvement from week one to week two, and John Schmidt is new to the program, and really in his career hadn't played an awful lot of defense, but we think that fits his skill set best and really what we need as a team. So he's embraced that, been an ultimate team guy, and you know, I can't say enough good things about John Schmidt. I think he's, you know, had a lot to learn in a short amount of time, and he's helping us on both sides of the ball.
This is with head coach Tom Wilson before tonight's game, Dowling and Valley here at Valley Stadium, kickoff at 7 o'clock. And, you know, Coach, when you talk about kids that kind of go unheralded, you know, they're not part of the skills where they don't get in the scoring column or whatever. Who are some of the young men that stepped up when you watched film, broke it down? Who were you really impressed with?
Well, Tyler Holmes has continued to make strides as a defensive lineman. You don't hear a lot about him. He plays inside. He's one of those seniors that, you know, has worked and just been a really great, great kid in our program. And now he's starting to see, you know, the benefits of that and has played a big role for us. And, And, you know, with Kroll coming in last week for Alger didn't play in the second half. And I thought Adam came in, really did a nice job. I didn't shy away from running that way. And there was times where we saw Kroll blocking people downfield, and we knew he would hustle and do a great job. So, really, that's just a couple of guys. But, you know, really pretty pleased with where we're at. And we think hopefully we can continue to build from there.
Busy with head coach Tom Wilson tonight before Dowling and Valley here at Valley Stadium. This is Mark Amadale. I'll return with Coach Wilson. We'll talk about tonight's opponent, the Valley Tigers, as the pregame show continues right here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale joined by head coach Tom Wilson as we continue our conversation. Dowling and Valley tonight here at Valley Stadium. Kickoff right at 7 o'clock. Dowling fans, as you're coming to the game, you're on the visitor side, even though it's a Dowling home game. So keep that in mind as you make your way to the stadium. And coach, it's Valley. And Coach Swenson, you know, you look at, I look back and Coach Swenson, second winningest coach all time and of active coach in high school football. You're up there in number 10, by the way, in case you didn't know that. And you've got 25 years in, but he's got 24 at Valley. So he's got 43 overall, I think. But you look back, and two veterans, two guys that really promote the game, especially with what's happened with the concussion stuff. You guys have been at the forefront of this. And I know you're pretty good friends off the field, but yet you got two pretty good programs that you really take care of. I know Gary does a great job at Valley, and his record speaks for itself. And here you are over at Dowling doing the same thing. So talk about what it means to come into a matchup like this with a guy like Coach Swenson.
You know, I've said it before, it's an honor to be a part of the rivalry. And as a young coach, it's something I always looked at. And, you know, ironically enough, Swenson is somebody I admired long before I came here. And just with how he ran his programs. And, you know, a long, long time ago, I was quarterback at the Jim Hershberger camp at Buena Vista University, and he was a coach that was working there at the time when he was at Spencer. So it goes a long ways back. Obviously, we didn't know each other then, but as I came through the coaching ranks, and Swenson was a veteran coach, he was somebody that I asked a lot of questions of. And so he's built a program that is tremendous, as you said. You know, he ranks right up there all time, and deservedly so, and then he shows no signs of slowing down. And you know, they've got a great program and one that, you know, we've tried to play catch up to and then obviously to make it a rivalry again. And we've certainly done that. So this should be no different, and it should be a great game and a great atmosphere.
Well, both programs pride themselves on being physical up front. That means you got some pretty good linemen. Matter of fact, a couple of Gary's are going to be playing, I think, tomorrow up at Iowa State as they take on Iowa. And a good defense, and yet you got some pretty salty skill players. And that's kind of been the mantra for both programs. That's certainly no different this year. I know Valley's offensive line, probably not the best they've had overall, but yet they're very seasoned. They're getting better each week, and they're going to get better each practice with Coach Swenson, as you know. Talk about the matchup for the Dowling defense facing this Valley offensive line and quarterback Lombardi, but they keep the name. Just a different Lombardi take it over at quarterback.
You know, their skill people are really incredible players. They've got them all over the field. Tariq Brown, somebody that, you know, we're very familiar with, Jalen Long. He's a very skilled player. You mentioned Bo, but Creighton Mitchell, we'll see plenty of him. I think Luke Matney's going to be back. He didn't play the first couple of weeks, but he's going to be back. And, you know, depending on what you hear or believe about Mason, you know, they've got plenty of skilled people. And I think that's probably the most difficult matchup for us is, okay, how do you cover all those guys? And, okay, you got to stop the run, but yet they're perfectly capable of doing things through the air. So our defense has a tall order.
And of course, defensively for Valley, they come in, the preseason, they're led by their outstanding linebacker, Joe Wellman, number 30. But you got some kids that can play. I know there's another Shelton on both sides of the ball. John Shaner is one of their outstanding safeties who's ranks right up there. But talk about the Valley defense. Randy Rebarger, their D coordinator, does a great job for Coach Swenson. And they've usually been solid, and they have the first two games when the offense hasn't quite been there.
There's no question. I'm not sure there's many defensive coordinators that I respect any more than Rebarger. And it's usually a chess match. And, you know, they've altered their scheme for the first time, and I think it's probably been 20-some years. I know it's been 13 because that's how long I've been here at Dowling Catholic. But they've gone through some schematic changes, but yet the nuts and bolts of the defense has remained the same. And I think the things that you can count on is they're going to be aggressive. They're going to be well coached. They'll know our tendencies very, very well, and certainly capitalize on that. And they'll be very good tacklers. So again, they do a great job coaching their kids, and I think that's what makes this so much fun.
Well, Coach, now it comes down to the keys of the game, and obviously with your kids, it's Valley Dowling Week. Kids are all neighbors, friends, a lot of them will be tailgating tomorrow, but Iowa State with their parents and families are all in the same neighborhoods up there. But talk about the matchup. What's the keys for Dowling as you see with this Valley team this year? What will be some of the matchups you're looking for?
Well, most of the time it comes down to the line of scrimmage. I know we have to make them one-dimensional with our defense versus their offense. If they're able to get their play action going because they've been able to run the ball, that puts a lot of stress on us, and that'll be tough to deal with. And I think the flip side is, you know, we have to be able to run the football. When everybody in the stadium knows we're going to run the football, our guys up front have to get it done and give Murray some room to go. So I think that's it. Anytime there's a game like this, special teams could be a part of it. Both of us take an awful lot of pride in that, and that could be a factor as well.
Coach Wilson, thanks for joining us here on the pregame show. We look forward to talking to you at halftime and on the postgame show.
All right, thanks, Mark.
That was Dowling head football coach Tom Wilson here on the pregame show as we get set for Dowling and Valley from Valley Stadium on a beautiful night here in Central Iowa, week three of the high school football season. Dowling and Valley in separate districts in Class 4A, and this will be a non-district game. We'll return with more from Valley Stadium as the pregame show continues. Both teams set to take the field, along with Dave Marcoulier and Brian Moore and John Scheidel. Mark Hammondale will be back with more pregame after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Mark Hammondale along with Dave Marcoulier and John Chidle as we get set for Dowling and Valley Week 3. What a beautiful night we have. Temperatures today in the mid-80s here in Central Iowa. It should cool off into the 70s by game time and probably in the upper 60s by the time we drive out of here. And, Dave, other matchups in Class 4A tonight along the District 4A football. some of the matchups we'll keep an eye on as number six Ankeny Centennial taking on Roosevelt at Drake Stadium. That's why Dowling is the visiting team tonight, or the on the visitor side here. Dowling normally plays at Drake against Valley when they're home, but number three Valley at unranked and undefeated Roosevelt tonight. That should be a great matchup with Centennial at Roosevelt.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mark, I don't know if we're talking about all the games, but one I'm really looking forward to is Cedar Falls versus, is it Iowa City High, Iowa City West?
It must be West because City High is at Ames tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be an outstanding game with Cedar Falls.
All right. And we mentioned the other game going on will be Urbandale at fourth-ranked Johnson. What a start for the Johnson Dragons this year, and head coach Brian Woodley. Other games in the district, Class 4A district in Western Iowa, Indianola is at Hoover, Fort Dodge at Mason City. Des Moines Lincoln is down in Ottumwa at Schaefer Stadium taking on the Bulldogs. And Waterloo East at Marshalltown, Southeast Polk over at Des Moines East at Williams Stadium, and Waukee, who's ranked number 10, at Ankeny. Ankeny looking for their first win this year. Dowling had them a loss week one, and then they lost to Centennial last week, and that's a good Ankeny team that has played a very tough schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. They have had three starting tough games, and they got the work cut out for them again tonight.
And also Des Moines North is at Newton, and Iowa City High is at Ames. And, of course, the game that Dave was talking about was Iowa City West and Cedar Falls tonight. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. John Chido, you've got a great night to be on the sidelines. A beautiful night. The sun's setting, so the team's now in the shade.
Yes, Mark, teams get ready to take the field. Dowling will start the game with the football. I'm not sure who won the toss, but Dowling will start the game with the football on the – and it's already a packed house.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Dowling taking the field, and now the Valley Tigers taking the field. And a packed house here at a stadium that seats just about 7,000, Dave, and that's always good to see on a football Friday night. Unfortunately, it's only once a year we see this. But we might see it again with Centennial coming in. I think it's week six or seven. But what a night we have for this.
Yeah, it is just a gorgeous night. I don't think wind's really going to play a factor at all. And both teams running out to the middle of the field together, probably not a good design by whoever did that one. But it worked out. Valley's on their sideline, Dowling's on theirs, and we're about ready to kick off, Mark.
Yes, we are. All right, along with Dave Marcoulier and John Chido, Mark Amadeo, so that we get set for the game. But up next, we have a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and, of course, our pregame prayer with Father Zach Koski, all coming up, followed by the kickoff here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling and Valley, kickoff coming up right here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School. Welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School football. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting football, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtige Family Dentistry,
Bozen the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on your smartphone with the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Now, here they are, bringing you every play of every game, every Friday night. Dave Marcoulier, John Chido, and the voice of Dowling Catholic football, Mark Amadeo.
A very pleasant good evening. Welcome back to Valley Stadiums. We're set for kickoff. Dowling and Valley tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Both teams come in undefeated. Dowling with a record of 2-0. with wins over Ankeny and Urbandale. Valley with a record of 2-0 with wins over Bettendorf and Waukee. Dowling, the defending champs, they have a 12-game winning streak coming to the contest. The last loss was the Valley Tigers a year ago, 16-9 here at Valley Stadium. And Dave, Dowling will receive the football. They'll defend the north end zone. They'll be going left to right, and they will have a slight wind in their face. And here is the kickoff, and it is fielded at the 5-yard line by the Maroons, and that is on the return, number 8 for Dowling Catholic. Sam Ngoli on the return. He gets it across the 20 up near the 22-yard line, and that's where the Maroon offense will start, 1st and 10.
And as we talked about in the pregame, Mark, it's going to be a battle in the trenches, and we'll see. Watch out for number 49 for Valley. He's their outside linebacker, Darius Manuel, without question their best defensive lineman.
All right, the Dowling offense takes the field. Greg Hagan is the center, followed by Mitch Goff and Alex Curtin at the guards, Charlie Nank and Jesse Alger, the tackles. Maroons have sent a man in motion right to left. Back to throw is Clark on first down. He fires it out. The pass is caught for Dowling, and that is Anthony Coppola with the catch. Turns it upfield and gets up to the 38-yard line. First down, a 16-yard game on a down and out, Dave.
And Valley's playing a man-on-man on that one, Mark. And I tell you what, Sam Ngoli, I'm sure the coaches up here saw it, ran a deep post, was open down the middle, and I guarantee you the coaches saw that up here.
So Coppola with the first catch. And he gained about 8 yards after the catch. First down, Dowling on a 16-yard reception. Now, a read option that kind of went nowhere. Good job by the Valley defensive line as they try to hand off. They fake the handoff, and Clark keeps it, and he dives forward and may have lost the yard he did back to the 37-yard line. Valley had that all read very well.
Yeah, and it happened so quick. It's hard to tell up here whether Clark turned the wrong way or the running back went the wrong way. I think I know which one, but let's just let it rest.
All right, tight end on the right side. That's John Wagner. Handoff goes
there we go.
To Jason Murray. Breaks a tackle up to the 45-yard line. So they'll have about a 7-yard pickup. It'll be 3rd and 3, Dowling, at their own 45. Just underway, Dowling has taken the opening kickoff, and that is Murray's first carry of the night, Dave.
And for our fans watching who have not seen Jason Murray, watch this young man run the football. He is outstanding.
All right, 3rd and 3 from the 45. Murray on an 7-yard handoff. And now this time they hand it off. Murray tries to get outside the numbers. They run to left side, and he's hit and stacked up shy of the first down, right about the 47-yard line. A gain of 2, and will bring up 4th down for Dowling. 4th, and they're going to spot it back at the 46-yard line. Gain of 1.
Yeah, no one there to block the outside linebacker, Joe Wellman, who's a senior. He was completely untouched, came up and made the nice tackle.
Well, Dowling going for it. They're going to bring Levi Hummel in at fullback to work out of the pistol formation. Clark looking over towards the Dowling sideline, which is on the far sideline tonight. He stands.
They may try and draw him off here too, Mark.
Clark out of the shotgun, Murray behind him. Here's a snap. They're going to go for it. Hand up right off the guff. They ride right side, and he stops short of the first down. They run right over Alex Curtin and Jesse Alger, and that defensive line for Valley stuffed him. Maybe a yard to the 47. He needed to get across the 48. First down now, Valley, as the Valley defense stiffens.
Yeah, that's quite a gamble this early in the game by Coach Wilson and his staff. But obviously they felt that that right side of the line, who's 305, 335 pounds, Curtin and Alger, could get him a yard or two. But Valley stepped up and met him in the hole, and it's Valley's football, Mark.
First down, Valley at the Dowling 47. The Valley offense taking the field. The quarterback is Bo Lombardi, Carson Shelton, and Creighton Mitchell in the backfield. And the give is to Creighton Mitchell, and he's got a little bit of running room. Bounces outside the number, and the play went right from the Dowling 47 down to the Dowling 42. A gain of 5. It'll bring up 2nd and 5, Tigers.
Valley's going to have 2 running backs back there that we're aware of tonight, 2 sophomores. And this young man is 5'8", 162 pounds, Mitchell, and he's very quick, Mark.
And they like to run behind Carter Lawrence and Jake Rensburg, the right guard and right tackle, 260 and 285 on the line for Valley. And now Lombardi, the give, and the running back slips and falls forward to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Mitchell was the ball carrier, but he slipped as he tried to make a turn, And he's tripped up at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Yeah, he was headed to the right and wanted to make a quick cut back to the left side and lost his balance. Brings up a third and five mark. Big play for Valley here.
Two receivers to the right. One of them, Jalen Long, number 10. And two to the right. No tight end. Here's the snap. Lombardi back to throw. Has pressure. Fires downfield. The ball is tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by the Maroons at the 40-yard line. With the football is Mitchell Riggs. He's still going inside the 40 of Valley. Down to the Tiger 39. Mitch Riggs on the pick. The ball was tipped, Dave, as they went to, I think, the tight end on a crossing route. Ball got tipped, and Riggs was right there and returns it.
Yeah, what an outstanding job. And that Riggs has been all over the field this year, and he looks like he's picking up where he left off. And Dowling was very fortunate because Valley had a man wide open down the middle, and Lombardi did not see him.
Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido's at, John.
Yeah, the ball was thrown just a little bit behind the receiver, and it was tipped straight up in the air right in Mitch Riggs' hands, and great play by Mitch. And they ran that little stack play. They sent someone inside shallow and then one deep, like Coach said.
About a 20-yard return on the interception by Riggs. First down, Dowling at the Valley 39. No score. This is Dowling's second possession. The Maroons got out of that jam as they went for it on fourth down, and now we've got a whistle and a timeout on the field.
Well, I think I know what's going on here. This formation I have never seen before.
8:44 remaining, and we'll take a timeout and be back. We'll take a 30-second break. 30-second break here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregorycr.com.
Thank you, Northwest Bank, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Northwest Bank is your community bank, offering accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Northwest Bank is committed to the communities they live in, and they are proud to support local athletes and celebrate their achievements in sports and the classroom. Northwest Bank would like to wish all the athletes good luck this season. Northwest Bank, online at bank-northwest.com. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. I see.
Broadcasting across central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium. Dowling on a first down out of the timeout. Ran a little stretch play right to left. Jason Murray with a 9-yard gain. It's second and one, Dowling. At the Tiger 30-yard line. And now here's Clark keeping the football, and he dives forward. Picks up the first down at the Valley 27. Dave, out of the timeout, you were saying Dowling called the timeout, and it was because they were in a little bit different formation, maybe had a couple plays at once going in.
Well, what they're doing, I've never seen this before, and they did it the last play. Mark, I'll let you call this play, and then I'll come back.
All right, out of the pistol formation, first and 10, Dowling at the 26. Inside handoff goes to Murray, and he stood up. And those Valley linebackers are right there, and they make the stop. One of them is Victor Aurelio, and Joe Wellman also on the stop, and maybe a couple yards down to the 25. Dave?
You know what Valley's doing defensively is they're really low in the box. They think they can beat Dowling receivers one-on-one, so they're taking a man, loading the box, and really focusing on Murray and the run. And so far it's working.
All right, Clark keeps the football from the Valley 25, gets it down to about the 21-yard line. He'll pick up four. Lots of hitting going on as Clark keeps the football to bring up third down and about five for the Maroons at the 21 of Valley.
The formation I'm talking about is Dowling came out and trips right plus another receiver split right.
So four receivers.
So the inside guy is ineligible technically because last man on the line of scrimmage is eligible.
All right, third and five, Dowling. They're on the Valley 21, an inside handoff, and that is John Schmidt in there. He and Jason Murray were in there together, and he carries it down near the first down. I think he may have got it. Let's see where they spot it down, right at the 16-yard line. Officials haven't made a signal yet.
John Smith. Schmidt comes in. He's the power running back for Dowling Catholic at 195, and he is a very strong, hard runner.
All right, they're going to call for a measurement. So with 6:48 remaining, first quarter, no score, Dowling and Valley here at Valley Stadium. Let's go down to our sideline reporter tonight, and that is John Chido. He's on the far sideline in front of the Dowling bench. John?
Yeah, Mark and Dave, like Dave mentioned earlier, Valley's loading the box, and Dowling with that formation is trying to get guys out of the box so they can run the football. And that last play with John Schmidt, which is the base power play, a little bit more patient, let the hole develop a little bit, and they're able to get pick up the first down.
Yes, they were. As you heard the Dowling fans on the far sideline in front of John say, they got Dowling cheering for that first down. John Schmidt, a 5-yard run. So it's first down Maroons. They're in the Bozeman's red zone right now. I want to thank Bozeman the Florist for being our red zone sponsor this year. And Dowling with the first down at the Valley 16. One receiver on each side of the formation, double tight end. Back to throw Clark. Looking near side, the pass is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Jack Keel. And Davey turned, the ball was there. Defended nicely by Valley as the defender was right there for the Tigers, and that was Jackson Barr. But Keel just had it in his hands and couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, I like the play call by Coach. I think we can beat them passing. I don't think they can cover our receivers man-on-man like they're doing. And if we can get a passing game going, they're going to have to loosen up the box, which will open up the running game.
All right, second and 10, Dowling at the Valley 16. Blake Clark at quarterback. And he's got a man in motion. That's Keel. Clark will keep it around left end, puts his head down, and he goes down right about the 13-yard line. So he'll pick up three, and it'll bring up third down and 7 for the Maroons at the 13-yard line of Valley.
Yeah, this is the most we've seen Blake Clark run the ball, Mark, and I don't believe he's reading it at this. I think it's a called play.
All right, John Wagner will stay in at tight end, and he'll go to the left side as a receiver. He'll be joined out there by...
And he's splitting out, and he's going to be awful hard to cover.
He'll be out there with Capola to the left of the formation. One receiver to the right, and in goalie slot right. Handoff goes to Murray. He turns the corner, cuts up field inside the 10, and he's down at the 9-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down, so it'll bring up fourth down. Fourth and 2 for the Maroons at the Valley 9. Murray, a 9-yard pickup on a little power play or a stretch play to the right side. He cut it inside the numbers, Dave, and cut up field.
Right, and I think what Dowling's seen that they have not seen yet this year is speed. Dowling has not seen the speed that Valley cornerback and linebackers are showing him tonight, and it's a little different scheme to get used to.
All right, Riley Schmidt's going to come in and attempt the field goal as it's fourth and 2 from the 9-yard line. They're going to Blake Clark will remain in the ball game as a holder from the 16-yard line. It'll be a 26-yard field goal attempt from the right hash. It's up, and it is no good. It did not get inside that right upright, Dave. So the kick is no good, and the score remains. We are tied, Dowling and Valley, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Boy, he sure hit that ball solid because it went clear over the goalpost, but obviously it didn't go through him,
that was
unfortunately.
A nine-play drive for Dowling that stalls at the Valley 9, so the Tigers will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. In high school football, you just, if it's inside the 20 and you miss a field goal, you move to the 20. So John Chido, tough luck there for the Dowling offense. Valley's defense capitalized there in the red zone.
Yeah, Mark, fourth and 1 again. Dowling decided to go for the field goal. They were just missed slight right. I mean, I thought it was good, but that's why they call me Ray.
All right. John Chido, your little swing pass right side. Caught by the Valley receiver, and he's run out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Nice little, and that's Brown, Tariq Brown, their leading receiver with the catch that time, Dave, and a little lateral pass to the right of the formation.
And Marcus Miller, one of the first ones over there, along with Nick Bordenero.
So a 5-yard reception, second and 5, Valley. Set the Valley offense here. They were only out there for a couple plays. Lex Nelson is their left tackle. Trey Yates, the left guard. Zach Shaner is center. He's a sophomore. Carter Lawrence is a right guard, a sophomore. And Jake Rensburg, a junior at right tackle. Read option, and the give is right up the gut. And Lombardi hands it off, and getting up to about the 27-yard line is the ball carrier for the Valley Tigers. Last guy up is Creighton Mitchell on the carry.
Yeah, he's trying to get something on the cross inside and was unable to do so. Brings up third and 2, Mark.
All All right, Valley, they go without a huddle. Both teams' offenses do not huddle. They get all their signals from the sideline. Tigers come out as they go right to left here at Valley Stadium. Two receivers on each side of the formation. And now procedure is going to be preliminary, Carl, on Valley. So that'll set the Tigers back 5 yards on a 3rd and 2 from their own 28 here, Dave.
Yeah, that'll change this play from a most likely run to a passing situation when you're 3rd and 7.
They're going to
get Tariq, look for a pass.
They're going to get Tariq Brown for not being set, Dave, wide receiver for the Tigers. So that'll back them up 5 yards to their own 23. Brings up 3rd and 7, Valley. And they'll do some personnel changes here. 3:40, the game clock running here in the first quarter. No score, Dowling and Valley. Tigers come in ranked number 3, Dowling ranked number 1. Both teams in class 4A. Out of the snap. Lombardi out of the shotgun. Looks right, fires out, little flanker screen, caught. And spinning near a first down is the receiver from the right side of the formation. And that's Luke Matney, and he's up to the 29-yard line. He'll bring up 4th and 1 for the Tigers.
Yeah, he's going to be a little short here. They spread Dowling out a little bit. Dowling in a cover 2 deep. Dowling, 2 safeties are playing very deep, not letting anyone get behind them. And Valley was able to sneak one in underneath the linebackers.
And that is Matney's first catch of the year. He did not play the first two
games.
They're
going for it, Mark.
And the Tigers are. Dowling went for it, Dave, back on their own 47-yard line and turned it over on downs. And now a timeout called by Valley. So we'll take a 30-second break to our guys on the board. 30-second break, 2:46 remaining first quarter. No score, Dowling and Valley. Back in 30 seconds on Iowa Catholic. Thank you, Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, for your support of Dowling Catholic High School football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bordenero's is a family-owned business celebrating their 40th anniversary serving the greater Des Moines area. Whether you are dining in or takeout, their food is always hot and fresh. Now available in 3 locations, the original Bordy's at 6108 Southwest 9th Street, Bordy's at Drake, and in Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Nothing can beat sharing a meal with family and friends. Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, online at bordenerospizza.com.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, out of the timeout, Valley elects to bring their punting unit in. And their punter is Cole Peterson, averaging about 30 yards a punt this year. He'll stand back at his own 15-yard line. 4th and 1, Valley from their own 29. No score, Dowling and Valley here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Here's a snap and a short punt. It'll bounce and actually be fielded by Dowling. Marcus Miller fielded on the run, Dave, at about the 45 of Dowling, ran it up to the 49. So kind of a dangerous play there, but nonetheless, Marcus made the best of it.
Yeah, it really was, and we have a Valley player down, Mark. He was running down, and he was just all by himself over here on the 35, and he's down. I'm not sure what happened to him, but no one was around him.
All right, with 2:38 remaining first quarter, Dowling will have a first down at their own 49-yard line. Marcus Miller fielded the punt at the 44, and he is finally brought down at the 49, so a 5-yard return. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and John Chido is there, and John, Valley thought about going for it on 4th and 1 from their own 29, but they ended up electing to punt.
Yes, this is just like a good old-fashioned chess match. I think Valley and Dowling's trying to fill each other out and try different looks, and we'll see if Dowling can settle in and finish this drive.
All right, Jackson Barr is the injured Valley Tiger on special teams, and he's being assisted off the field. He'll go right to the Tiger training table right below us. First down, Maroons. Dowling offense on the field. Jason Murray at tailback. He's a 5'8 junior, 180-pounder. Blake Clark is the quarterback, a 6'3, 180-pound senior. And they're going to bring in Levi Hummel, number 48. He's a junior. He'll be playing fullback, and now they move him over to the tight end along with Wagner to the right side. 2 receivers left. Here's a snap. Clark, read option, gives to Murray, tries to turn the corner, cuts up field, and is brought down right about the 50, maybe falls to the 49 of Valley, a pickup of 2, and it's 2nd and 8. Tough going. Once Murray decides which way he's going to go, it's like he's got somebody mirroring him in the Valley linebacking core,
well,
Dave.
You know, Mark, that's because Valley has 9 players in the box. They're guarding 2 split receivers on that play, man for man, and the other 9 are all on the line of scrimmage coming.
All right, here are the Maroons. They give it to Murray right up the gut. He breaks forward down to the 45-yard line as the Maroons brought a man in motion, and that was Anthony Coppola, who went in motion right to left. They fake it to him, and they give it to Murray over left tackle, left guard, right behind Mitch Goff and Charlie Nank.
Now, the bad news, when you have nine players, defensive players in the box, it's very tough to run. The good news, if you break through, you're gone because there's no one there. They have no free safety deep in the middle of the field at all.
It's feast or famine.
It is. Yeah. And so it's a little bit of a gamble, but you would think nine players could stop them is what they're thinking. Right. Timeout, Mark.
Timeout on the field with a minute 34 remaining in the first quarter. Dowling takes their second timeout of the first half. We'll keep it here. We want to recognize some of our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. They include Northwest Bank, along with Bordenero's Pizza, thanks to Chris Bordenero. Matter of fact, you called his son's name on a defensive tackle there, Dave Marcoulier.
I did.
No pizza for you.
Well, they may be delivered. You never
you
know.
You never know. We want to thank Bordy's. This is their 40th anniversary on the south side, and they have three locations on Southwest 9th. Bordy's at Drake, and, of course, at Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Also want to thank Licktag Family Dentistry, along with Skeffington Formal Welsh, some of our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Sports. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier, and, of course, down the sideline is John Chido. And, no, our partner, Brian Morris, is around. He must be at the game because I've mentioned his name twice, so I know he's close, Dave.
Yeah.
I accidentally said his name. All right. Third and four, Dowling. And now here's a reverse, and they give it to, and that's Marcus Miller.
Oh,
and he's
man.
Brought down, trying to cut it upfield, and he was hit and dropped by Connor Shelton, who made the tackle just as he got outside the numbers. And, Dave, it'll be about a two-yard game out of all that.
And that's too bad for Dowling because of the 11 players for Valley, 10 were fooled on that. He only had to beat one player. And Connor Shelton made a heck of a play to prevent what could have been possibly a touchdown, Mark.
Well, no block in the punt for Dowling. Austin, a 5'10", 170-pound senior. He'll stand back at his own 40-yard line. Austin averaging about 23 yards a punt. And he'll be punting into a slight wind. And twin safeties back around the 10-yard line for Valley. Here's a snap. No block gets it away. Penalty flags down as the punt is out of bounds. They're not going to let Valley return it. We'll see what the penalty
is
all about.
That's a penalty on Dowling lining up off sides, the receiver. Right in front of the official, too.
And we'll see if Coach Swenson wants to accept the penalty or not as Coach Gary Swenson in his 24th year at Valley, 218 wins, 47 losses. Third winningest active high school coach. He was at Spencer, West Marshall, and Manning. He's coaching 43 years overall, and now we'll get the call from Chuck Britton, our referee tonight. Maybe. I don't know. I think Valley's still talking about it. They may elect not to go. And well, here is the call from our referee.
So thank you to Tamia and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football.
That was the quick, and Valley's going to accept the ball where it was punted out of bounds, which will be the 30-yard line. So that's it in a nutshell. And John Chido on the Dowling sideline, both teams' defense is starting to prevail here.
Yeah, Dave mentioned this earlier. Speed is playing a big factor. I mean, we had one guy to beat there, and Shelton made a heck of a play to be able to recover and make that tackle. If he didn't make that tackle, that was a touchdown.
That's an interesting point, Dave. You know, he turns the corner. Murray turns the corner.
No,
it's a touchdown.
No one was there.
Touchdown last week or the last 2 weeks, not tonight.
Right.
All right, first down Valley on their own 30-yard line. Final 55 seconds of the first quarter. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier, and John Chido. Yeah, Brian Morris is around. I know he is. And here is Lombardi under center. A little swing pass to the left side. It's caught. And with the football is Brown, and Tariq steps out of bounds, and he's got the first down at the 41-yard line. Little swing pass. He got a nice block downfield, Dave.
Yeah, and that's what Valley wants to do is their receivers are so athletic, so quick, so fast that they want to get them the ball as quickly as they can and then just let them run with the ball and make something happen.
So pickup of 11, and it's first down and 10 for Valley on their own 41-yard line. 48 seconds remaining in the quarter. Three receivers right out of the shotgun, Lombardi. And the give is to the tailback. And running upfield is Creighton Mitchell. And he slides up to the 46-yard line for a gain of five.
Well, Valley did a little inside fold block, bringing their guard over and turning him up on the linebacker. and the running back got right in his hip pocket and was able to pick up a couple yards.
For Valley, of course, Lombardi is the quarterback. Bo, a 6'2 junior, 216-pounder. Carson Shelton, a sophomore running back, along with Creighton Mitchell, who's got the load of the carries, are both sophomore running backs for the Tigers. And now running the option, Lombardi, a little misdirection. I think it was supposed, somebody went the wrong way, and it was a mix-up and a loss of two as Lombardi sacked back at the 44.
Yeah, that's scary when you're a quarterback and you set up the read option and the back's not there.
There's nobody to read, Dave.
There's no one to read, so he's got to run to the hole, and there was nothing there.
And that'll be the bring up the end of the first quarter here at Valley Stadium on a beautiful night for high school football. Full house here at Valley. And we're scoreless at the end of one quarter of play. Dowling and Valley back with the second quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We can make it better. Join High South, an up-and-coming band from Nashville, for a free benefit concert at Jasper Winery on August 31st to raise money for the Children of Mary's Meals. Enjoy cold drinks, Guru BBQ, and Gusto Pizza from 6 to 9 p.m. Through the efforts of Mary's Meals, over 1.2 million children are eating daily school meals in 14 of the world's poorest countries. Feed one child for an entire year for only $19.50. Any monetary donation is welcome. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to marysmealsusa.org.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouli, and John Scheidel. Valley, as we start the second quarter, scoreless, Dowling and Valley. Tigers ranked number 3, Dowling number 1 in Class 4A. Valley with the 3rd and 7 from their own 44. Lombardi back to throw, fires it out, and the pass is incomplete to Luke Matney. He has been their third down receiver, Dave, thus far in the first half, and that time Lombardi threw it a little too high, but Matney got his hands on it but couldn't corral it.
And, you know, Mark, I was watching the offensive line play that time, and Valley's offensive line really did a nice job holding Dowling defensive front out and giving Lombardi a lot of time for that play to develop, and it probably should have been a completed pass.
All right, Cole Peterson in the punt for the Valley Tigers, and Dowling with twin safeties back deep right around the 15-yard line. High snap, but Peterson gets the punt away, and Dowling's going to let it bounce at the 30. And it takes a Dowling bounce from about the 23 up to the 25. So that's where the Dowling offense will take over. First and 10 Maroons from their own 25-yard line with 11:44 remaining here in the second quarter. Scoreless between Dowling and Valley. Let's go down to our sideline reporter tonight, and that is John Chido. John?
Yeah, what we're watching tonight is both teams have had opportunities to move the football, move the chains, but drop passes and miscues and missed blocks stopped them from being able to do that.
Yeah, it has. You know, it's become a defensive game, and we have seen that throughout the night, the Dowling offense on the field. Dave, four receivers to the left.
Here it is again. Here's
and
that formation.
One of them's ineligible, I can just tell you that. None to the right, and they're going to run a quarterback keeper to Blake Clark out of the shotgun. He runs right. Four receivers left, and Clark runs over a right guard and tackle and picks up a couple yards up to the 28-yard line.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen that formation before. I know I haven't seen it from Dowling, but I'm just talking about ever, any place.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
The outside three receivers are eligible. The closest one to the left tackle in that formation is ineligible but can block. All right, 2nd and 7, and now we got penalty flags down, and something happened. And we got too many men in the huddle for Dowling, it looks like. Illegal substitution on the Maroons, so that'll set him back a few yards. We want to thank Skeffington's Formal Wear, along with Tumi and Sons, another outstanding Southside restaurant. And, of course, our good friend Steve DeVinny at Raymond James for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Football, along with Ashworth Vision and Construction Professionals. That'll back the Maroons up. to the 23-yard line, 5-yard penalty, illegal substitution by the Dowling offense. So Clark now out of the pistol formation, back to throw on read option, fires downfield to the goalie, and it's caught
there
by
we
Sandman
go,
Nolan.
There we go.
Inside the 20, inside the 10, inside the 5, touchdown, and a penalty flag at the goal line.
They're going to call taunting on Dowling. Taunting.
All right. It's a 77-yard pass play. Sam Ngoli from quarterback Blake Clark. And a penalty at the goal line on Ngoli, apparently, for taunting. And Dowling now, with 10:52 remaining in the second quarter, has struck first. And we will have the penalty assessed here,
yeah,
Dave. Or it might be on the kickoff.
The touchdown will still be good. But you know what? That is open if they can just keep going one of the Valley's lining up one-on-one on these receivers. You knew sooner or later Ngoli was going to beat his man deep.
All right, Riley Schmidt with the extra point, and it's long enough. It's up on the roof of the it went through the roof.
There's no net there, is there?
Where the locker rooms are, and it's good. 7-0 Dowling, 10:52 remaining second quarter. A timeout on the field. We'll be back with the kickoff in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be a part of a Dowling Catholic sports broadcast? If you love sports, you're responsible, and have a basic knowledge of computers, you would be the perfect addition to our sports broadcasting team here at Iowa Catholic Radio. We're looking for a part-time soundboard operator to help broadcast Dowling sports. It's a great way to get started and gain experience in the broadcasting industry. Your hours will vary week to week, and coverage of the games is typically in the evening. If you're interested in the position, please call us at 515-223-1150 and ask for Tony. Or email us at careers@iowacatholicradio.com, and let's play ball.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, back at Valley Stadium, Dowling going two plays, 75 yards. Sam Ngoli on a 77-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Blake Clark. And now the kickoff by the Maroons goes in the end zone by Riley Smith. So Valley will start first and 10 from their own 20. And John Chidos will go down to you on the Dowling sideline. Great hands by Ngoli. Bobbled the ball for about 5 yards before he turned on the afterburners.
Oh, fantastic catch. That was a nice play-action fake. And when Valley's running press coverage like that, and they give inside position, give away inside position with no free safety, Sam was able to get inside the defender and make a nice catch and take it to the house.
And it certainly did. And now Valley back with the football, and the handoff goes to Carson Shelton, who's the backup tailback. Keep in mind tonight that Javon Mason is injured, and he was in street clothes during warm-ups. And Creighton Mitchell got the start, and now this is the first carry by Carson Shelton in the backfield, Dave.
And Jack Keel really read that nicely and came up like he was shot out of a cannon to make that tackle. You know, back to Angoli's catch, let's not forget that perfect throw by Blake Clark. Beautiful pass.
And Clark did a great job, as John mentioned, on read option, and now we've got penalty flags down as the Valley ball carrier was nearly hit head-on by the Dowling defender. And let's see what this is about. This is going to be against Valley. Procedure call against the Valley Tigers on a false start, so that'll back the Tigers back. Put them back to their 15-yard line.
So yeah, in a game like this, you can't afford mental mistakes, Mark, so both teams have had them so far.
Second and 15 for Valley on their own 15-yard line. Two receivers right, one to the left. Little read option. Lombardi will hand it off to the tailback. And that's Mitchell back in the lineup. Creighton Mitchell, as they interchange Mitchell and Shelton at running back for Valley. And it's Mitchell on the carry.
And Dowling's defense have been playing games with Valley all night. They'll pull their two free safeties up as if they're going to be almost linebackers. And at times they'll leave them there, but most of the time they're dropping them into deep coverage.
Waukee leading Ankeny 15-0 in the first quarter. Of course, Waukee is Dowling's next opponent. Next Friday night will be at Waukee Stadium for the game. Three receivers now for Valley. Split out wide right. Back to throw out of the shotgun. Lombardi has time. Fires the ball downfield, and he underthrew his intended receiver right at the 40-yard line. That being Ryan New. And he threw it to an area, but New was running a little bit of a stretcher stretch play further to the one side of the field, and the ball was thrown to the other, and it's incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and 13 for Valley. Dave, back at their own 17.
Yeah, Mark, I'll have to say that one's on Lombardi. He put that ball outside a little bit more than it should have been, and that could have been a completed pass for Valley. But Dowling should have excellent field position on their side of the 50 here.
All right, Tigers now will have Cole Peterson into punt. He'll stand at his own five. Pressure on, and he gets it away. High short kick. It'll bounce at the Valley 40. And now we'll go east-west and down by the Tigers at the Valley 42. So the Dowling offense will have great field position with 9 minutes, 8 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling a first down at the Tiger 42. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at tonight. John?
Well, Valley had their opportunity there with that miss. It wasn't a misread, but like Dave said, the ball was underthrown a little bit. The receiver is open, and see if Dowling can capitalize on this field position.
Don't be surprised to see Coach Wilson go for it all again here. He likes to do that after a situation turnover like this.
All right, the Maroons in a pistol formation. Clark out of the shotgun. He's got Jason Murray in the backfield behind him. The give is to Murray right side, which is the short side of the field, and he struggles just to get back the line of scrimmage, which was the Valley 42. Tigers in their visiting white uniforms, all white uniforms with the black numbers, corralled Jason Murray on the short side of the field, Dave.
Yeah, they're going to continue to guard the receivers man for man, one-on-one. And Jason's had a tough night tonight trying to find an opening in that defense.
Actually, a loss of one on the play. So it is second and 11, Dowling. One back in the backfield. Clark back to throw out of the shotgun. Fires over the middle. And a sliding catch by Dowling. Nice job that time by Marcus Miller. And he's got the first down inside the 30, down to the Tiger 27, a pickup of 15.
Dowling can do that all night. They can beat the secondary man on man, and a nice blocking by the offensive line.
So we'll call it a 16-yard game. First down, Dowling at the 27 of Valley. One receiver to the left, and that's Jason Murray. Two to the right. Now Murray in motion left to right. And they fake the handoff to him. Clark will keep it right up the gut. He follows his center that time. And that's Greg Hagan along with Mitch Goff and Alex Curtin at guards. And he slides down, or struggles to get down the 26-yard line for a gain of one.
Yeah, again, tough running. These Valley linebackers, Mark, you can go back 40 years, and Valley has always had outstanding linebackers. It's always been the strength of their defense.
Always had a linebacker and always had a running back, and they do this year. The depth's going to show. Here's a handoff. Murray, right side, turns
there,
the corner,
here,
inside the
there
25.
You go.
Inside the 15, 10-5, touchdown. 26 yards for Jason Murray. And, Dave, the scheme of that drive was set up so well.
Yeah, once again, you get through all that stuff, and there's no one there. And Jason just saw it and turned on the cleats, and he just accelerated and did a great job.
Murray from 26 yards caps off a four-play, 42-yard drive for the Maroons. And Riley Schmidt in for the extra point. The holder will be Blake Clark. And the long snapper, Mitch Goff. Ball is down. The extra point is up, and it is good. So Dowling now leads at 14-0 with 7:43 remaining here in the second quarter from Valley Stadium in West Des Moines. Dowling 14, Valley nothing. Back in 1 minute here on the Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Well, on the return, a fumble on the play as Schmidt kicks the ball, and Valley actually gets a return out of it, Dave, but it's picked up, a fumble. Ryan Adam comes away with it for Dowling.
Yeah, great. Dowling did a swarm tackle, and they were able to strip the ball from the Valley ball pick carrier. Dowling's got excellent field position on the 20-yard line.
And John Chido, Adam came away in special teams for Dowling to make that fumble recovery.
Yeah, wow, how this game has turned from the first quarter to the second quarter. The field position has flipped. The turnovers, a great hit by Brandon Wechter, and Adam with the nice recovery.
First down, Dowling, as the Maroons are on the 20-yard line of Valley. 7:35 remaining. The handoff to Murray.
Oh, he's
reverses out of it. He's going to go for the touchdown. The play went right, Dave, and he was stacked up, but Jason wasn't down. He actually would have lost about a yard, and he squirmed out of it, reverse pivot. Instead of going over the right tackle, he went outside the left end and scored from 20 yards out, and Dowling with back-to-back touchdowns.
And once again, when he breaks free, you are not going to catch that young man. I don't care who you are. And he turned it back, like you said, and went for it. I thought I saw a flag. I thought they were going to call holding, but fortunately they did not. 20 points on the board, Mark, just like that.
So Dowling goes 15 seconds between touchdowns. Extra point by Schmidt is good. And all of a sudden, it's 21-0 Dowling. 7.5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter from Valley Stadium. Back after this one-minute break on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium. Dowling had a first down after recovering a fumble. Ryan Adam recovered the fumble for the Maroons on special teams. And Jason Murray, one play into the Bozeman red zone and scores, Dave Marcoulier. And he should have been down for a loss of one, and somehow he squirmed out of that.
Yeah, and Jason's going to remember that, too. He's going to be looking for that cutback and that reverse all night long.
Yeah,
now.
But John Chido won't be a 20-yard run. It'll be an 80-yard reverse pivot against Valley later on, huh?
Yeah.
First down, Valley on their own 20-yard line as Riley Smith kicks to the end zone, touchback, and a handoff on first down, and back to the line of scrimmage is Mitchell, Creighton Mitchell, the ball carrier, and he struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10, Valley from their own 20.
And a very nice tackle by Zach Stacy. He beat his man and slanted inside and made a nice solo tackle there, Mark. Zach Stacy, a senior, 6'2". 295, showing some quickness.
Yeah, this is where you're going to see Dowling starting to, a couple guys going both ways. They're going to start rotating some of those guys. Back to throw Lombardi. Looks to his left and underthrows the ball, but was it caught? Incomplete at the 25-yard line. They threw it to the left of the formation, and the The ball was thrown only where the receiver could catch it, but it was too low for him, incomplete.
Well, it actually bounced up into Marcus Miller's hands, off the turf into Marcus' hand, but
that was
close to an interception.
That was Jalen Long, the intended receiver for Valley, and you mentioned Marcus Miller.
Third down, and this would be a huge play for Dowling to hold him in three plays and force another punt.
Valley going left to right towards the south end zone here. Here's a snap. Lombardi back to throw with three receivers right. Fires it out. The ball is caught. Almost tipped out of bounds, but caught for the first down by Ryan New. Nice job by the Dowling defender there, Dave Marcoulier. And that was Drake Ruprecht, who leaped to try to tip it away, but he couldn't.
Yeah, a nice pass by Lombardi on that. He just met Mr. John Wagner, too. Wagner really put a shot on him right after he threw the ball. And Valley was fortunate on that play, but that was a great pass, well, nice catch.
It was a third and 10, and they pick up 21.
They had to complete that.
So 31-yard catch by Ryan New, the sophomore receiver for Valley. First down Tigers, their own 41. They trail 21-0 to Dowling. And now back to throw and play action is Lombardi. Fires the ball downfield, and getting behind Marcus Miller is the receiver, and that is Jalen Long for a touchdown of 59 yards. Miller stopped right at the as the ball was coming down, and he must have misjudged it, Dave, because the receiver for Valley, Jalen Long, picked it up and or caught the ball and scored.
Yeah, he got a little confused there. I'm not sure what he did. He was on him man for man, and he was stride for stride, but for some reason he stopped. He must have misread the ball, and then that was it. It was over his head, complete for a touchdown. So what turned into a third and long for Valley, two plays later, turned into a touchdown.
Extra point now for the Valley Tigers. And the extra point is
no good.
No good. Low snap, or rather low kick, and he couldn't get it through. And that was Tinsley Wright on the PAT. And that stops the clock with 6:35 remaining second quarter. We'll take a break. Dowling 21. Valley 6 here in the second quarter on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Broadcasting across central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium. The Tigers go four plays, 80 yards, capped off by Bo Lombardi's 59-yard touchdown pass to Valley wide receiver Jalen Long. Extra point no good. 21-6. Dowling with the lead. We'll go down to John Chido after this play. Dowling now runs the kickoff back. Nice job by Sam Mangoli. Runs it back to the Maroon 28-yard line with 6.5 minutes remaining. And on first down, Dowling with the handoff. And that's Jason Murray again. Gets loose in the secondary, Dave. Inside the 50, down to the Tiger 42-yard line. Jason Murray from his own 28-yard line.
You know, every time he touches the ball, Mark, you can't help but get a smile on your face because you know something's going to happen. He's so much fun to watch. And, again, a huge first down pickup for Jason Murray.
25-yard run on first down for Murray as Dowling gets their offensive skill players in. They rotate them. And now Clark will work out of the shotgun. Here's a snap. Clark will keep it and gets back to line of scrimmage, and he's stacked up there, and he's not going to pop out of that like Murray did earlier. So it'll bring up second and 10 from the Tiger 41. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido is at. John?
Well, you notice that Valley's changed their defense up just a little bit. They're not putting too much pressure on these receivers. They're backing off a little bit and kind of relax more on the box, and then here comes Jason Murray. And the adjustment Dowling has made to the offensive line, it's shown these last couple drives.
Yeah, lots happening down there in the trenches, Dave. Offense and defensive lines for both teams. Maroons are still getting after it. Dowling's trying to rotate their linemen. They got a few of them that go two-way. Wagner, we've seen more on the defensive side than the offensive side. Second and nine. Clark is given a gain of one on that last play. Here's a snap out of the shotgun. Clark fakes it to Murray. Fires downfield. Looking for Ngoli on a post route. He's got the ball. Caught inside the five.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Sam Ngoli. How about that? Davey was stopped at the five, and he took the cornerback into the end zone and just put the ball over the goal line. Touchdown, Sam Ngoli, from 45 yards out.
You know, I always look where he is, and Valley, once again, they continue to play him man-on-man, and they cannot do it.
Dave, that's no fair. They weren't in the Bozeman red zone. It's got to be inside the 20. They weren't in the Bozeman red zone.
He ran a deep post.
They went right through it again.
Just a beautiful pass by Blake Clark.
Let's put it this way. The ball from Clark thrown to Ngoli went through the Bozeman red zone. Touchdown. It's 27-6. Dowling extra point is good by Riley Schmidt on the hold from Blake Clark. So with 5:09 remaining, second quarter, Dowling 28, Valley 6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregorycTR.com.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, here's the kickoff by Dowling, and it's returned by the Valley Tigers. That's Tariq Brown on the return. He's finally tries to cut it upfield. He's brought down at the 15, but Dave, a penalty flag on the return. That'll put the Valley Tigers back deep in their own territory here, trailing 28-6 to Dowling.
Yes, it will. That was an illegal block in the back, and that's what the call usually is on a kickoff return like that. But
officials are marking that off. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido's at. And John, you're on a very happy sideline right now with the Maroons up 28-6. Let's get some numbers here. Blake Clark, two touchdown completions tonight, both to Sam Ngoli and Jason Murray, a pair of touchdown runs.
Well, I think we've figured out, if you're watching at home or listening, that the post has been there twice in a row, and don't close your eyes, because when Dowling has the football, wow, it's been a great job moving the ball.
Yeah, it certainly has, but the Tigers now deep in their own territory, first down at their own 6-yard line after the penalty on the kickoff. Tigers will have two receivers to the left, two to the right. Quarterback is Lombardi. He works out of the shotgun, and he's got Mitchell to his right. Here's a snap. Valley going left to right. Play action fake, and Lombardi wants to keep it, and he's hit by Jack Q at the 10-yard line and falls up to the 12 for a pickup of 6.
Nice one-on-one tackle by Jack Q. Again, he's had an outstanding tackling night, Mark. Great job keeping his feet, making the tackle, holding Lombardi to about 5-6 yards.
All right, brings up second down and 4 for the Tigers. 4:30 remaining in the first half. Dowling leads 28-6. Our halftime guest will be Mark Roaring, the baseball coach at Dowling, and the head softball coach, Matt Murillo. So join us for halftime as we interview both of those coaches. They led their teams over the summer to the state tournament. Matt to the state softball tournament in Fort Dodge, and Mark to the state baseball tournament down at Principal Park. And now Lombardi again keeps it, and he gets it across up to the 16, where he picks up a first down. Needed 6, needed 4 and got it. First down, Valley at their own 16.
Well, two of the three plays, Lombardi running there. So obviously that was by design by their coaching staff at that last timeout.
Deep in their own territory, Dave. All right, first and 10, Valley from their own 16-yard line. The Tigers with one receiver to left, two to the right, and a full house backfield. Bo Lombardi out of the snap, back to throw, fires it downfield, and overthrew his intended receiver on a crossing route, and that was Luke Matney right about the 30-yard line, and he fired it over everybody, and the Dowling safety might have been the closest to that play, Dave, because he was right in the area, and that was Jack Bertram.
Yeah, now if I'm not mistaken, Matney has been out the first two games, so the timing between those two could be off, and if that's true, it was way off there.
Yes, it was. Shows. He overthrew it.
It wasn't close.
And we want to thank R&R Realty, along with the St. Gregory Retreat Center, for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Football, along with the Catholic Tuition Organization and a good friend, Joe Paul Peter, at Two Rivers Glass and Door. All right, second and 10, Tigers from their own 16. On the read option, they give it to the tailback, and that is Creighton Mitchell, the ball carrier, the sophomore, 5'8", 162-pound sophomore with the carry. And he gets it across up to the 20-yard line for a pickup of four, and it'll bring up third and six for Valley from the 20.
Riggs making a nice tackle from his linebacking position, and John Schmidt at linebacker was walking up and came and put a lot of pressure on that play.
All right, third and six, Tigers from their own 20. Back to throw is Lombardi.
Oh, there's
the
holding.
Throw, and then he fires it downfield, overthrew his intended receiver, incomplete. Luke Matney, again, the intended receiver. And I'll tell you what, Lombardi faked the throw and almost got tackled as he faked it, then bought himself some time and threw it downfield and overthrew Matney, incomplete, running a fly pattern down the near sideline. And Dave, once again, the Dowling defense forcing a fourth down, fourth and six, Valley from their own 20.
And Dowling's punter or punt return, Marcus Miller, lines up on the 50-yard line. So once again, Dowling should have excellent field position.
Yeah, last
which
time,
has been a big key tonight.
Well, last time Dowling had twin safeties back there. This time they got Miller back there by himself. And back to punt is Cole Peterson from his own 10-yard line. Gets the
he
punt away,
it.
And he did shank it. He had pressure. And Dowling's going to let it bounce at the 36-yard line is where Valley will down at first and 10. Dowling from the Valley 36. So great field position for the Dowling offense here, Dave, with just under 3 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling 28, Valley 6. Let's go back down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido's been all night. John?
Nice pressure on that kick. Nick Bordenaro, Josh pass catch, and a slew of other Dowling defenders were able to put pressure to force the bad punt there. And like you said, Mark and Dave, we're starting at their Valley's 31.
And, of course, both of you being former coaches, I expect to hear a little bit more coach speak. John kind of touched on some of the game plan by Dowling, switching some things up on the offensive line, Dave. And you guys need to point that out here in the coming moments. We'll have John with head coach Tom Wilson. First down, Dowling at the Valley 36. Clark back to throw, and he throws behind the intended receiver, Sam Angola, who was running a slant route from the right side, and it's incomplete about 7 yards downfield.
Yeah, it's hard to tell on that, but I don't think Blake liked the look of the free safety over the linebacker Garden and goalie there, and I think he may have thrown that away.
So that'll bring up second down and 10. For Dowling, they're on the Valley 36-yard line. Pistol formation, one receiver to the left. And here is the handoff, Murray, and he runs into the left defensive end. He's going to be brought down. This time there's no reverse pivot out of that day for a touchdown. He's hit and dropped back at the 40-yard line. He'll lose four.
No, I tell you, Valley linemen were coming that time, and their outside linebacker came on a stunt, and there is absolutely nothing there for Jason.
All right, third down and 14 for Dowling. Line of scrimmage, the Valley 40. Maroons lead it 28-6. Dowling has one timeout remaining here in the first half. Valley has two timeouts remaining, 2 minutes and 20 seconds. The game clock continues to wind down. And back to throw is Clark on the read option. Now rolls to his left, looking downfield, looking for Ngoli. Finds Sam, and it's caught at the 25. Sam was actually bumped, but depends on where they spot it. It's going to be right at the first down marker, which is the Valley 26.
Well, Angoli did a very deep stop pattern, enough for the first down, but Clark didn't throw the ball yet, so Angoli kept having to come back to the ball, and it brought him all the way back to about the 26-yard line where they ended up making the catch, and this is going to be close.
They're going to call for a measurement here as it's right on the 26-yard line. Chuck Britton and his crew. I want to thank the supporters of Dowling Catholic Football. They include Dental Associates, along with Kemen, Mercy Medical, and, of course, the fine folks at Ashworth Vision. 2 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in the first half. And Dowling with the lead, 28-6. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. And John Chido has been there all night. John?
Yeah, it looks like it's Dowling got it. Wow.
That half was an inch.
Talk about a game of inches there. Half an inch.
Knows the football, John?
Yeah, if that. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, John, kind of expand upon, you mentioned Dowling changed up some things. I believe it was on the offensive end. You thought they changed the things around.
Well, what I've noticed is they're going with the numbers. They're spreading them off and going different direction. Weak side with that power run with Murray, and he had some nice cutbacks as well. But I can't believe that they're still pressing Sam Angoli like they are. And with
man
and
on
success
man.
Is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what Dave has been saying. All right, back to throw is Clark on first down. Fires out. Caught by Wagner. Johnny Wags inside the 20, and he's spotted down at the 19-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down. From the Maroon, from the Valley 26 down to the Tiger 19, Dave.
Yeah, and defensively, as John was just talking about, Valley continues to just play man for man on these receivers, and so far they haven't been stopping them, and here they come again, man for man.
6 yard gain by Johnny Wagner. Back to throws Clark, throws in the end zone for Angola, and he reaches out incomplete. Sam had one on one coverage, and he wanted the flag to come out because there was probably some hand checking. And his pass is incomplete. Stops the clock with a minute 30 remaining. It's 3rd and 4 now for the Maroons at the Valley 20.
Yeah, Schultz, I believe it was, for Valley. Did nice coverage, man-on-man on the Angoli that time.
So the Maroons now in more than likely 4-down territory, although wouldn't be surprised they would settle for a field goal. Full house back, or rather a pistol formation. Murray in the backfield for the Maroons. Two receivers right. Clark out of the shotgun. Blake with the snap. Gives the handoff to Murray, bounces off a tackle, and he dives inside the 20 down to the 19. He'll be shy of the first down. Needs to get to the 16, and that is a hard 1 yard gain for Jason Murray of Dowling.
Yeah, Dowling linemen got to lock onto their blocks, and that's tough to do because Valley's a little bit smaller than they have been in the past, and I think they're a little bit quicker, especially their linebackers are quick.
All right, 4th down and 3 for the Maroons. 1 minute remaining here in the first half. Dowling looking to their sideline. Maroons have one timeout remaining. They're going to let the clock wind down here, and they may end up taking a timeout. The Maroons now get to the line of scrimmage, and they'll go with a pistol formation. 5 seconds on the play clock. Clark out of the shotgun looking to the Dowling sideline, and Coach Wilson calls a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with 40 seconds remaining in the half. Dowling 28, Valley 6, back in 30 seconds on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamia and Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia and Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia and Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiaandSons.net.
Skill and the courage and the selflessness of first responders at every level in Texas who saved lives.
And late this morning, the House backs a $15.3 billion disaster aid package to help victims of Hurricane Harvey. Texas Congressman and Catholic Michael McCall says he's already seen help pour in from across the country.
An outpouring of support from faith-based groups and Catholic charities and people wanting to help. And we had so many people calling, sending things to us, and communities coming together to help their fellow man.
Since it also increases the nation's debt limit. The bill now heads to the president's desk for his signature.
It's Jason Murray with a pair of touchdowns of 26 and 20 yards in the second quarter. And also for Dowling and their 4 touchdowns they've scored, Blake Clark, Dowling quarterback, has thrown for 2 touchdowns, both to Sam Angoli from 77 yards in the first quarter and from 45 yards here in the second quarter. The Lone Valley touchdown came on Jalen Logg's 59-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Bo Lombardi. with 6.5 minutes remaining in the half. 28-6, Dowling with the lead. Now Valley with a first down at the 20-yard line with 36 seconds remaining. Lombardi out of the shotgun and gives it to the tailback, and that's Creighton Mitchell, and he slashes his way up to about the 23-yard line. Valley has two timeouts left, but I don't think they're going to use any here, Dave.
No, I think they've had enough this half, and they want to go in and regroup, and that's probably the last play of the first half, Mark. 15 seconds and running.
They're in no hurry. John Chida will catch up with head coach Tom Wilson at halftime, and I want to remind our listeners and our viewers here as we simulcast tonight on the Central Iowa Sports Network, CISN.TV, along with Iowa Sports here on the Iowa Catholic Radio. As Valley elects to run the timeout, and we go to halftime with Dowling leading 28-6. Our halftime guest will be Matt Marilla, the Dowling softball coach, and Mark Roaring. And let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido has Dowling head coach Tom Wilson.
Coach, it was a defensive struggle that first quarter, and then you got it going there on that post to Sam Mangoli. Jason Murray has a couple nice runs, and second quarter, 28 points.
Yeah, right now it looks like we've got a bunch of good individual plays. I'm not sure we've done it as a team. Sam has made a great play on the throw from Blake, and then the run from Murray was a great effort on his part and not letting it die, but you know, there's a lot of points that we left out there, and we've got to do better. And I know it might be nitpicking. We put 28, but we've got more.
Well, Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, John Chida with head coach Tom Wilson as we are at halftime. Dowling with the lead, 28-6 over the Valley Tigers. Take a look at the first half statistics real quick before we go to break. Dowling with 289 yards of total offense, Dave, in the first half, 132 for Valley. The Maroons have rushed the ball for 122 yards. 29 for the Tigers, and Valley has passed the ball for 167 yards and a couple of touchdowns for Mr. Blake Clark, Dowling quarterback.
Well, you look at those. Those are awfully balanced, Mark.
Yes, they are. Tigers have turned the ball over twice. Dowling with 10 first downs, Valley with 4. And individually, Blake Clark, 6 out of 9 passing, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions for 167 yards, both touchdown passes to Sam Ngoli, who has 3 catches for 131 yards and a pair of touchdowns. On the ground, Jason Murray, over 100 yards for the third straight game at halftime. 14 carries, 103 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the Dowling running back. Blake Clark, 7 rushes for 16 yards. John Schmidt, 1 carry for 4 yards. For Valley, Creighton Mitchell, 8 carries, 22 yards. Bo Lombardi has carried the ball 3 times for 8 yards. Lombardi, 5 out of 11 passing, 1 interception, 1 touchdown for 103 yards. His leading receiver was Jalen Long, who caught the touchdown pass for 59 yards. Tariq Brown, 2 catches for 16 yards, and Ryan New, 1 catch for 21 yards. So that's a look at some of the numbers here at halftime. Dave, anything you want to?
Well, I was just going to say, as you look at these, you'd have to go to the rushing game as being the difference. Dowling out rushing, I'm trying to find the total.
Right there.
122 yards to only 29 yards for Valley.
All right, we're at halftime here at Valley Stadium alongside Dave Marcouli, and down the sidelines, John Chidle. This is Mark Amadale. We'll go to our halftime interviews. When we come back, we'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll return. We'll have the Dowling head softball coach who led his team to state tournament. Matt Marilla will join me at halftime here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football Broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bozen the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozen the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozen's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss, 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com.
We can make it better. Join High South, an up-and-coming band from Nashville, for a free benefit concert at Jasper Winery on August 31st to raise money for the Children of Mary's Meals. Enjoy cold drinks, Guru BBQ, and Gusto Pizza from 6 to 9 p.m. Through the efforts of Mary's Meals, over 1.2 million children are eating daily school meals in 14 of the world's poorest countries. Feed one child for an entire year for only $19.50. Any monetary donation is welcome. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to marysmealsusa.org.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Mark Amadil along with Dave Marculli and John Chida. We're at halftime, Dowling leading Valley 28-6, the Battle of West Des Moines Schools. And I'm joined here, if you're watching us on the webcast, by Matt Marilla, the Dowling softball coach. Coach, thanks for joining me at halftime. Congratulations on a great season. You ended in, anytime you can end the state tournament, it's got to be good, and I know it was for you.
It was. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. Always nice to get to talk about our kids and our program. It was a good season. You know, made it all the way to Fort Dodge. Obviously, our goal was, you know, to win the thing, but, you know, ran up against a good team in Waukee in the first round, a tough draw. They ranked number one all year. But, you know, we're in the game all the way to the end and had a chance to win, and it just didn't go our way. But great season by our kids.
Oh, it certainly was, Coach. You went 31-13 in an always tough Central Iowa Metro League. Matter of fact, some of the teams you play, you might have saw in the state tournament because that's how deep the conference was. And you end up playing Waukee twice within a matter of like 10 days, I thought. And that's always tough. Waukee played for the state title.
Yeah. You know, and our conference was really tough. We won our conference with Johnston and Urbandale, Fort Dodge, Marshalltown, Mason City. Johnston and Urbandale were in the state tournament, so there's eight of your games right there against those two teams that were state tournament teams. Like we said, we played Waukee a couple times. And so, you know, tough schedule, but our kids played really well and really proud of them.
Yeah, and rightly so. You know, you won eight of your last nine before you got to Fort Dodge, and you faced three pretty good teams. Once you get to Fort Dodge, you play three games, but you won eight out of nine, including the regional final down in Enola, and that was a heck of a game, and what a game it was, where you won at the final at bat.
It was. We had a tough draw. You know, Cedar Rapids Prairie in the first round was a really good team. Really good pitcher who's going to, you know, play in junior college at Kirkwood, is one of the best junior colleges in the country. And then, like you said, Indianola won on a walk-off double in the bottom of the seventh inning. And by one of our seniors, Julia Bastian, came up with a big clutch hit and was really exciting and fun for our kids. So it was great.
And, Matt, this year's Dowling softball team had two seniors on it, and they showed their leadership. You mentioned Julia Bastian. She was also an infielder along with a pitcher, but also Lauren Waters, who's been very stellar for you for the last 4 or 5 years.
Absolutely. Both those kids are five-year letter winners. You know, Julia was a five-year starter, was on our state championship team in 2013. Lauren was a five-year letter winner and a four-year starter. And both did a great job. And Lauren, I was thinking about, I texted her today. She's in Florida. She's down playing softball at Southeastern in Florida, which is in Lakeland, Florida, which is a little bit east of Tampa. And so I texted her today just kind of make sure she was okay. I haven't heard back yet, but I did see her dad downstairs, and he said she's evacuated to Tallahassee a little bit farther north, and cell service is a little sketchy. So I don't know if Lauren's able to hear us, but we're thinking about you, Lauren. She's a great kid. Really, really had a great chance to coach her.
Visit with Matt Marilla, the Dowling softball coach. He led his team to the state tournament this year. Finished with 31-13 record in Class 5A. And Matt, you look at not only your team, but the competition you played. And we'll start with the competition. You mentioned the CIML, the teams in your particular district of the CIML, because it's a conference within a conference. But you get to see all the teams. And the one thing I'm bringing to the table tonight, you beat Valley this year, and so did Coach Roaring, who's my second interview after the commercial. You both beat Valley this year.
We did, and that's always a challenge. Coach Bakey's got a great program, had a really good team. They were in the state tournament as well. Only got a chance to play them once just because of our schedules. Usually you get to play, you know, double headers. Unfortunately, it didn't work out with the scheduling, but did play him once, and I think we beat him, you know, 5-6-0, and so played really well in that game. And anytime you beat Valley, it's good, and they have a tremendous softball program.
They certainly do, and Coach Bakey's one of the football coaches here tonight. Yep. We got to avoid him because the Tigers are down at halftime. We want to avoid him right now. Hey, Matt, talk about your team. You had those two seniors, Waters and Bastion, but you had juniors, sophomores, freshmen. You had a mixture of young people, and the future looks good, especially next year, but you're in a very tough conference. Talk about those underclassmen and those juniors that will be seniors next year.
Well, we do. We've got some very good juniors. You know, a couple of them have committed to playing college. Caitlin Moses, who I feel is one of the best, if not the best catcher in the state of Iowa. Defensively, she's phenomenal behind the plate. She's going to go to Iowa State. You know, they had a little bit of a coaching change, but she's going to stick with them. Which I'm really happy about. It's nice when kids stay in-state and play for in-state schools. I'm an Iowa guy, but even if it's Iowa State, I'm still proud of her. Hallie Ketchum is going to go to the University of Iowa. She had committed to Minnesota. There's another one that had a coaching change, and she decided to switch her commitment to Iowa. So I'm really proud of her. She's great. And Mia Cataldo, her dad's a football coach here. She's a tremendous left fielder. She'll have a chance to play in college if she wants to. Not quite sure what she wants to do yet. And then we've got some good younger players. We're going to need some pitching to step up next year, some of our young pitching. We've got the talent, but they're going to need to put the work in the winter and the spring to kind of see who steps forward.
I know a couple of sisters on the team that really kept you at your wit's end. And, you know, when you have the Moses sisters out there, that's got to be interesting every day at practice and those bus rides to the game.
Yeah, the Moses sisters definitely keep you on your toes. I love both of them. But they're fun kids to coach, and they do definitely keep you on your toes. That's a good way to put it. But they're great kids. They're great competitors. McKenna is the younger one. I mentioned Caitlin, but McKenna, a tremendous competitor, too, and she improved a ton throughout the year. Brianna Rodriguez is another one that was a freshman starter at third base, that was an all-conference, performer, second-team all-conference, which in our conference is a great accomplishment. And she did she's got a great future as well. And other kids, you know, I hate to start singling kids out because I'm going to miss somebody, but, yeah, but we've got a lot of kids.
There's about 10 more you forgot. Yeah, so I know, their parents will be calling you.
Wasn't intentional, anyone.
Now, Matt, I know this year you got the Catholic tournament started, Catholic softball tournament. You brought it back to Des Moines first year. I know Coach Roaring talks about the Dowling Catholic baseball tournament every year, but you have a softball tournament, and that might be an annual event. Is that correct?
It is. You know, we started last year. You know, Dowling always used to host a tournament, and it kind of fell away, you know, before I became the coach. Mm-hmm. And so we've worked it in and back, and we decided to try and do a Catholic Classic like they do in baseball. I thought we had a good turnout first year. We're going to continue to keep to try and grow it. But we had good turnout, and the feedback that we got was really good. And it's always fun to get those Catholic schools together and come down to Des Moines. I know some of them went down to Adventureland after playing in our tournament, and, you know, do some of those things that they don't usually get to do in where they're from. And so it was a good event, and I'm hoping that we can continue and grow it. So,
well, Matt, thank you for taking the time not only to visit with us tonight. I know the traffic was horrendous, you getting up to the press box.
Yeah, it was.
But also for your support this year. I know Larry Kotler did a few games for us on Iowa Catholic Radio. We appreciate what Larry did. But also taking time to visit with him and the listeners on the post-game shows. Always like getting that coach's feedback. We do it with Coach Wilson. We do it with Coach O'Connor in basketball, and glad to do that with you and Coach Roaring.
Well, it was great to have our kids be able to get that exposure on the radio, and anytime I can talk to Larry or you or whoever it is, I'm more than willing to do that. We really appreciate our games being on the radio, so appreciate Iowa Catholic Radio and everything you guys do.
All right, Matt Murillo, thanks for joining me at halftime.
Best of luck next summer.
Thank
you very much.
And we'll take a break here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Halftime. My next guest, he's over there in the bullpen, and that is Mark Roaring, the Dowling baseball coach who led his team to the state tournament also. Back with more from Valley Stadium at halftime, Dowling leading 28-6 over the Tigers of Valley here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca,
Dr. Sarah Lucan and Dr. Ben Nagel, Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Broadcasting across Central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here at halftime as we're joined by Mark Roaring, the head baseball coach at Dowling Catholic, led his team to the state tournament this year as we're at halftime, Dowling leading Valley 28-6. And before we get going talking about baseball, first of all, Coach Roaring, thank you for joining us. Again, you've joined us all summer in the postgame show for baseball, but folks, he's been on the sidelines. His son is playing. He's played center field for Dowling. He's on the football team, and you're on that sideline tonight. How's it feel down there?
Yeah, you know, I used to be a football coach before I came to Dowling, and haven't been on the sideline in about 4 years. So it was kind of a throwback for me. It's interesting.
You were out of breath when you got up here, and that's just because of how far we're up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, Mark, you led Dowling to a 36-9 record. You played in the state championship game against a very fine Johnston team, a team that you saw for the fifth time. You split with them during the regular season. Mm-hmm. They got you in the state title. What a journey this has been for this Dowling team, especially the seniors. You had 12 seniors graduate. The journey that really began last year ended with a sub-state final loss to Ottumwa, but this year continued to a title game.
You know, that group got a lot of experience as juniors, seven, eight starters, or at least guys that got a ton of playing time and carried over to their senior year, and they just kind of picked up where they left off. That loss from their junior year against Ottumwa, I think, really stuck in their craw, and they kind of dedicated themselves in the offseason, and they were great senior leaders to the juniors and just had a great team atmosphere, and you know, I think it showed on the field with their play. They really gelled well together.
And every night it seemed like you were playing a doubleheader. You're using a lot of pitchers, but yet your team, you know, those are grinder games. You're playing doubleheaders every night, especially in baseball. Yep. You won 8 of 9 until you lost the championship game. What a run that you had. And it really, you look at the postseason, that's set up kind of by your regular season, that quality opponent that you see each and every night, especially in the CIML. Matt Marilla talked about that earlier on the softball side.
Yeah, there was a time there during the season, I think maybe 7-8 games in a row, we were seeing 85-plus off the mound from different people, you know, a kid that went, you know, fourth round in the pro draft and the Dreyer kid, and just it was a grind, and we just kept finding ways to win those games and kind of get on a roll, and the kids just kept believing, and we kind of stumbled there a little late at the season. We lost 4 out of 5, but they got hot at the right time. We won a big 13-inning ball game at Southeast Pope, kind of lit our fire again, and we carried it all the way to the championship game, and unfortunately we ran into a kid that was a buzzsaw that night. You know, he was a great left-handed pitcher, and you know, hats off to him. He did a great job.
Well, I know you've got kids that are playing at the next level, and that's congratulations to them with the work they put in. But 12 seniors, you know, high school baseball and softball, it's hard to find a lot of seniors because, you know, they're graduated high school, and, you know, unless they really like their team or really like their coach, they're not going to hang around. Well, these guys must love you and your staff. 12 of them stuck around, and most of them played.
Yeah, you know, I can't say enough about the seniors. They put in so much work, and to hang out, you know, after they graduate as seniors and continue to put in the work. you know, it's just a passion for the game. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a love for me, although I hope that's part of it. But, you know, they love the game. They work hard at it all year round. They have a passion for it. You know, Dowling's a great place to be every year. We get a handful of players. You know, we just kind of reload, and it's a great place to be. We have a chance to win every year, and I couldn't be happier to be here.
Well, Mark, we appreciate your time and being on and on TV. Yeah. Central Iowa Sports Network, we can replay this, and I'm sure they will, as I'm sure the Merlils will. But, hey, thanks for all you do. Thanks for working with us. Larry Kotler did a great job broadcasting the games. And the Catholic Classic, what a tremendous tournament you have on Friday and Saturday. And we want to thank you and the other sites that host the Catholic Classic.
Yes. It's really good. Those other schools helping us out, volunteering their fields on a Saturday during the middle of a season is tough on any program. And so it's really good to have teams in the metro that are willing to help us out and do that. It's a great tournament. We think it's the best tournament in the state. You know, I think maybe 10 of those teams that were in our tournament ended up in the state tournament. So,
yeah, they came back in July. Yeah, we're at Principal Park. You're right.
Yep, yep.
All right.
Catholic Classic Part 2.
That's right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, I know you're going to get back on the sideline. Yep. You got a youngster down there playing, and a Dowling football team looking pretty good in the first half
against
Valley.
Yeah, they're looking good. It's exciting. Hopefully we take it all the way to the dome.
All right. Thank you
all
for joining
thank
me.
Thank you.
Mark Roin, our halftime guest. We'll take a break and come back 28-6. Dowling leading Valley at halftime. Back after these messages on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium. Halftime as Dowling leads 28-6 over the Valley Tigers. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouli, and John Chido. Bring you tonight's game. We got a special guest announcer up here right now. We had Coach Murillo and, of course, Coach Roaring, the softball and baseball teams. But Ben Bozen joins us. And, Ben, thank you. I know you're probably here to antagonize me, Iowa and Iowa State, tomorrow. You played in that game many times as a Cyclone. But we remember you on this football field, Dowling Valley, many years ago. You also did a pretty good job in basketball. And weren't you a state champion in the hurdles? Something like that?
Runner-up, but thanks for rubbing it in.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's a wonderful time of the year with all Valley, Dowling, Iowa State.
Green Bay, Seattle?
Yeah, Green Bay, Seattle.
He's going up there too, Mark.
Yeah, I understand. Bose is going to make a trip to Green Bay, Titletown with Dave.
Yeah, we're going to look for Amara, aren't we?
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch Amara run out of the tunnel for his first time on an NFL field. So.
Well, Dowling's set to kick off, and Ben, you know, you're part of the Bozen family, and you're, what, the third generation now?
I think this is the fourth generation of the flower business.
That is awesome. And, of course, you're going to be inducted in the Dowling Catholic Hall of Fame as a kickoff. Goes out of bounds. We're underway here in the second half as Dowling kicking off. But you got to be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. Joining you, right?
That's Mark? Correct. Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, there's always room. We're still trying to get Marcouli in, and I don't know if Chido ever make it. They got to get nominated first. But more importantly, your family business. That's just amazing. Bose is basically worldwide and well respected in the Des Moines area. 244 Rose. Matter of fact, I do that next week. It's our anniversary. My wife and I have been married 11 years next week. But
better get the flowers.
Well, I know who to call, but. We appreciate your support. Your dad, Frank's here. Your mom's not here. I don't blame her for that. Probably listening to you. But we thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, Ben, and your family.
Well, thanks for having us up here. We totally appreciate it. It's interesting to see the game from this perspective rather than on the sidelines or on the field. So.
You remember Dowling Valley? Remember how getting prepared for this game with Coach Wilson?
It's been a while, but yeah, I do remember.
All right, first handoff. Hang on a second, Ben. And the handoff goes to Mitchell, and he tries to find his way, and he gets across the 35 up to the 36 for a gain of 1, 2nd and 9 Valley. Dowling Valley, talk about it. You played at Drake Stadium or here, and that's got to be pretty memorable.
Yeah, it was. My first game playing Valley was at this stadium here when I was a sophomore, and it was a playoff game, and it was snowing like crazy. We ended up actually losing the game, but it was a real thriller, especially for myself, first time playing playing Valley on the varsity squad.
So tonight you come and you see the place is packed. Cars are parked in the grass, which means it's an overflow crowd. And on second down, here's Lombardi. Swing pass to the right side, and that is their outstanding wide receiver with the catch, and that's Tariq Brown. And he gets it out of bounds at about the 40-yard line, so bring up 3rd and 5. But the crowd of this environment, you know, that says a lot about both communities.
Well, for sure. It's crazy to see this type of atmosphere at the high school level. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to get to see some big-time stadiums in the Big 12, and this is really pretty cool for Iowa high school football.
For an event like this, well, Ben Bozen joined us here along with Dave Marculli, Mark Amadale, and, you know, Ben, anybody want to give a shout-out to? I know that might be listening or watching the game. We didn't get your picture on because now they're back to
I know my friend John Mahoney out there on the East Coast is listening, so hey, John, and I'll give a shout-out to my mom, too, my beautiful mother, who received flowers on my birthday because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, your birthday was Labor Day, wasn't it?
That's correct.
Right? Yeah, and a pass incomplete. They tried to hit Tariq Brown at Valley, so the Tigers 3 and out, and that'll bring up a 4th down for Valley on their own 40-yard line, Dowling leading 28-6, 4th and 5 for the Tigers. So a shout-out. We're going to see you in a few weeks when you get inducted in the Dowling Catholic Hall of Fame. We hope maybe get a chance to talk to you then. But tomorrow, I've got to have a prediction here. Dave, I know where this is going to go. I'm setting myself up.
I know his answer, too.
Well, I'd be shunned if I didn't say Cyclones, wouldn't I? So let's go Clones.
Give me a score here, Bozen. Come on.
Oh, over his head, Mark.
And the snap goes over the head. The Valley punter picks it up, almost runs in the referee, fires the ball downfield, incomplete. And Dowling will take over 1st and 10 at the 40. If the ball went past the line of scrimmage, and now they're going to wave off the penalty. So Dowling, another big break. But give me a score, Ben. Iowa State tomorrow.
What do we got here? Dowling looks like they got 28, Valley 6. Well, maybe we'll just go with that. 28-6, Clones.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
he's looking at me with that
look
when he says that.
Dave, take over the third quarter. I'm in shock that he would say that.
Attaboy, Ben.
No, it should be a good one. I'm excited to get up there and watch the Clones and watch the Hawks as well. So.
Well, I know a lot of people enjoyed watching you, and you handled yourself tremendously, your high school career, your college career. And things are changing up at Iowa State. I say that because my son's up there, so I rib him like I rib you. But Iowa State's doing very good things. I don't know what it'll be about tomorrow, but we'll see. Ben, thanks for joining us. All right, Dowling with the 1st down at the Valley 40. Dave, we'll get back to live action. The Maroons with a running play early in this drive as they take over deep into Valley field position here.
Yeah, a little busted play there. Ben looked like he bobbled the snap a little bit. Then he did what a good quarterback would do, is just tuck it and run and pick up what he can. He picked up a couple yards, brings up 2nd and 8.
2nd and 8 from the Valley 38. And now the read option to give us to Jason Murray, and he's running that little sweep, and he can't get outside, and he just kind of tries to make something on his own. He's going to be smothered down at the back of the 39. He'll lose a yard, and somebody is eyeballing Mr. Jason Murray on that Randy Rebarger Valley defense.
Yeah, and they two flags on the play after the play, Mark.
And we'll pick up the call from the referee. They're going to get Greg Hagan on the personal foul penalty, Dave Marcoulier.
Yeah, he must have shoved someone after that. But on that play, Jack Keel was blocking out, and Murray tried to run outside of that block, and he's just not going to be able to do that. He's got to cut it up backside and get whatever he can.
So the Maroons will be backed up into their own territory at their own 46-yard line after they mark off 15 yards on the sportsmanlike conduct penalty on Greg Hagan. So Dowling with a 3rd and 24 from the 46, and now a running play. They'll give it to
Murray again.
And he gets up near the 49, and Dowling will be forced to punt on 4th down from their own 49-yard line.
Yeah, the running is tough going again with Valley loading the box. They continue to do it the second half. We'll watch another series of their defense to try and point out the changes that they made.
All right, Dowling punter, Austin Knobloch, number 37, a 5'10 senior, averaging about 25 yards a punt. He'll be back deep at his own 33-yard line awaiting the snap. And the line of scrimmage, the Dowling 48. Good snap and Knobloch. Gets it under, gets the punt away, and a fair catch signal for by Valley at the 18-yard line. So nice job by the Maroons as they pin Valley inside the 20. 9:33 remaining third quarter, and it's Dowling 28, the Valley Tigers 6, along with Dave Marcouli and Mark Amadeo here in the press box. Let's go down to our first sideline report of the second half, and that is where John Chido is at. Johnny?
Well, we're kind of off to a sluggish start here to start the second half. I don't think I can remember this many miscues between a Dowling Valley team in the third game of the season. It seems like we've had snaps over the head, some personal fouls, some procedure penalties that's killed drives, killed field position.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the credit to both teams' defenses, Dave, I think.
Yeah, John, over here we can't hear the Dowling crowd, but the Valley crowd's awfully quiet. It sounds like the Dowling crowd is a little quiet, too. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the first half, I had to put the headphones on instead of the earpieces because I couldn't hear. Now it's
it's awfully kinda quiet in the stadium.
Yeah, the atmosphere has changed quite a bit. You're right.
Yeah, the teams are kind of settled in, and everybody knows Maroons are ahead, but right now a running play by the Valley Tigers. They take it from their own 18-yard line. They move it up to the 20 for a two-yard gain. Dave, it'll be second and 8 for the Tigers, and they're just trying to run between the tackles right now with their sophomore tailbacks, Creighton Mitchell and Carson Shelton.
And they both have had a very tough time picking up absolutely anything on the ground.
All right, here's the snap. Lombardi back to throw. Wants to throw over the middle. Now he's going to tuck it under. He's going to be sacked. Sacked back at the 17-yard line. The Dowling defensive line converged on him. Lombardi had his receiver. It was Matney in a crossing pattern, but he couldn't get the ball off.
Yeah, and he was also looking for Tyreek Brown going on a fly pattern down the side. But Drake Ruprecht did an outstanding job, one-on-one coverage on him. So their quarterback, Lombardi, had to pull the ball down and run it and was unable to pick up a whole lot.
Now you can hear the crowd on the far sideline, the Dowling fans starting to get in it. I want to thank Bev Whipple for providing the pregame treats,
Bev.
Dave. I know you're going to release them to us later, right?
Yeah, tell you what, these cookies just get better every week, every week.
Back to throws Lombardi on 3rd and 10 from his own 20.
Dropped.
And he fires it over the middle to Tariq Brown, incomplete, and he threw it right around Mitchell Riggs along with John Schmidt on coverage for Dowling.
If I had to compare Lombardi and Clark right now, Lombardi just doesn't have the touch that Clark does. Clark is Blake Clark. Maybe we haven't said enough about him tonight, but he's really throwing the ball very well, having an outstanding night, being very patient in the pocket, and finding his receivers that are open.
That's correct. I'm going to put a plug into John Chido, Blake Clark, for maybe an interview in the postgame show. There's one nomination. We'll see. All right, into punt is Valley, and they get it away.
Oh, short again.
And it is a short punt. Both punters having a struggle tonight. Marcus Miller will down it at the 42-yard line of Valley on the punt by Cole Peterson, and that was a 22-yard punt with no return. How about that?
You know, Coach Wilson said this at halftime. If you look at this game overall, Mark, he questions whether it's a good positive team effort so far, that they've kind of made individual plays, and I would agree with him 100%. And Dowling's had excellent field position, as they do again, and now would be a great time to have all 11 guys work together and get 6 points on the board.
All right, Marcus Miller will be split out wide to the right. Sam Angoli to the bottom of your screen if you're watching on the Central Iowa Sports Network, wearing number 8. Quarterback is Blake Clark. Jason Murray in the backfield with him. And tight ends in the ballgame. Back to throw Clark. He fires it downfield, and the pass is caught inside the 20, and a first down Dowling, and that is Marcus Miller with the reception over there, and a perfect ball thrown by Blake Clark once again, Dave.
And just an outstanding route by Marcus Miller. He was running down the field looking inside and then switched to his outside shoulder and broke it off to the sideline on a short flag route. Just a beautiful pass and nice catch by Marcus Miller.
And now we're in Dowling in the Bozen red zone, sponsored by Bozen the Florist. That was a 22-yard reception for Marcus Miller to Clark. It's a penalty flag down, and we'll see what this is about.
I think it's on Valley. Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're going to get Dowling with the false start. I think they're going to whistle it.
That was
on Charlie Nank, number 77. So that'll
left tackle.
That'll spot the Maroons 5 yards back. Maroons now getting their skill positions. They're going to get four receivers again to the left of the formation. One of those is ineligible, and that is Keel. He cannot catch the ball because he is guarding the end. And now they're going to swing it at left side. The pass is incomplete. That's a lateral pass. They say it was incomplete as it went slightly forward, Dave. The ball traveled to the left of the formation in the backfield, incomplete.
Yeah, Dowling's just trying to get the ball outside quickly and pick up what they can. But, again, they started off with great field position. They got to take advantage of that. It brings up, is it second and 15, Mark?
Yeah, Miller got that 22-yard catch from the Valley 41 down to the Tiger 19. The penalty set him up for a 5-yard loss, and now the pass incomplete. So it is second and 15 from the 24, inside handoff, and running with the football is Jason Murray again, and he runs out of bounds, and he's near a first down. They're going to stop the clock as Jason went out of bounds, and let's see if he got out of bounds, or let's see if he got the first down. Oh, he's short of the first down.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he was trying to turn it up on the corner, and again, Valley's speed of their linebackers, they just get out there so quickly that the corner is not there.
So Clark back to throw from the Valley 19, fires the ball out, and it's caught. Right on the seam route, the catch made for the first time tonight, as we haven't told his number very much.
Very nice play.
A nice catch that time as falling down to the ground is Dowling receiver. Just a moment, as Maroons are going to go hurry up here with first and goal at the 3-yard line, a 16-yard gain.
There we go.
Touchdown. Jason Murray carries it in for the Maroons here, Dave.
Great run, nice blocking on the inside, on the right side by Alex Curtin and Jesse Alger along with Greg Hagan.
So
nice job.
Jason Murray from 3 yards out as he got in the Bozeman red zone and scores. And the extra point by Riley Schmidt. Dowling increases lead to 34-6 with 7 minutes, 11 seconds remaining third quarter. And the extra point is up and good. So Dowling increases lead to 35-6 over Valley here in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout and be back with the kickoff. Dowling 35, Valley 6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregorycTR.com.
Spread the word. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, here is the kickoff by the Maroons, and Tariq Brown returns it, picks it up at the 5, and gets it up near the 20-yard line. It was Anthony Coppola who made that catch, Dave, of 16 yards from the Tiger 24 down to the Valley 19, and then Jason Murray with his third touchdown run of the night gives Dowling a 35-6 lead. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido's at, Johnny.
I can't say enough about these Dowling receivers. Sam Agoli, Anthony Coppola, Marcus Miller. They're getting covered one-on-one, and Dowling's taking advantage of it, getting great inside position and using their body to shield them off and making nice catches.
Yeah, they certainly have. They've done a great job with that all throughout the night. That last drive for Dowling, as that touchdown drive went 5 plays, 41 yards after that short punt by the Tigers, capped off by Jason Murray's 3-yard run. Dowling 35, Valley 6, 7 minutes, 5 seconds remaining here in the third quarter from Valley Stadium in West Des Moines. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier, John Chido on the Dowling sideline tonight as we simulcast with our partners at Central Iowa Sports Network, CISN.TV if you want to watch the game, and here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Now a little jet sweep. Tariq Brown with the carry. And he turns the corner, picks up the first down. Nice run by Tariq Brown from the Tiger 18-yard line. He gets it across the 25 up near the 28-yard line.
Yeah, nice run. I believe Jack Bertram was in on the tackle, and he also went out injured, Mark. He was able to walk off, but I think he has a slight injury.
So 11-yard run for the Tigers. Gives them a first down. They break the huddle with two receivers right, one to the left. Valley going left to right towards the south end zone here at Valley Stadium. And a crosswind. The wind is blown right at us, east to west. And now a pass down the near side, incomplete. And he threw it into traffic. The intended receiver that time for Valley was Luke Matney, but there was three Maroons in that area, Dave Marcoulier, including Charlie Johnson and along with Drake Ruprecht at Lombardi. The Valley quarterback had to loft it over.
Yeah, that secondary, Mark, is really doing a nice job playing and nice job coverage tonight.
They're doing a good job reacting.
And nice scheme, too, you look at the whole plan.
All right, Lombardi back to throw, and he throws behind his intended receiver. Pass is incomplete. That was intended for Jalen Long, who caught the touchdown pass, a Lone Valley score back in the first half as he got behind Marcus Miller. And Marcus was with him, but all of a sudden Marcus stopped during that touchdown route that he ran of 59 yards.
Yeah, quite a few of Lombardi's passes have been off, and as I've been watching this, as on that play, John Wagner is really starting to dominate on the line of scrimmage, and he's getting in the backfield and really making Lombardi force some throws he doesn't want to throw.
All right, third and 10 Valley, another pass incomplete over the hands of the Dowling defensive back, Drew Ruprecht, as the intended receiver that time for the Tigers had to let the ball go out of bounds, incomplete, couldn't get to it, and that was Ryan New, who's caught a couple passes early in the first half.
Yeah, outstanding job by this Dowling defense. Valley just cannot get anything going offensively, and they haven't been all night long, Mark.
All right, it'll bring up fourth down, fourth and 10 for Valley. Punting unit in, it'll be Cole Peterson, number 13, back to punt. He'll stand at his own 15-yard line, not the highest of averages, averaging under 30 yards on the season. Our last punt he had was 22 yards. Gets a punt away. It's a high short kick. Fair catch signal for by Marcus Miller, and he falls down at the 47-yard line of Dowling, so the Maroons will be in their own territory. First and 10, Dowling from their own 47 with 6:18 remaining here in the third quarter. Dowling 35, Valley 6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. One of our supporters is Borden Arrows Pizza. Want to thank them. They have three locations and celebrating their 40th anniversary. Want to thank Chris and all the gang down at Borden Arrows. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at. John?
Well, I just stumbled upon a former Dowling player, Ryan Mells, and I just wanted to ask his thoughts about the Dowling Valley game.
Very impressed with Dowling right now. Not really what I expected, to be honest. I thought it was going to be a little bit of a closer game, but I'm glad we're doing them like this. I wish we could have done it like that. I lost twice. I think, we lose two times, and then we 2-2. Yeah. So, that's a little bitter taste, but I'm glad to see these boys pulling it out.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. Ryan Mells. They're all coming back this weekend, Dave Marcoulier. We had Mr. Ben Bozen in hanging out with us early in the second half. Now Mr. Mells, Ryan Mells, joining Mr. Chido on the sideline. I bet there's a few more names he can put a microphone under. Here's a handoff on first down. Clark gained 3 yards for the Maroons. And Murray, the carrier, ball carrier here, and crashes over left guard and tackle and picks up a couple down to the Tiger 48. So that'll bring up third and 5 for the Maroons.
Murray does a great job keeping his feet moving. He's a tough little guy to bring down, and he's a strong, powerful, quick running back.
Just amazed the crowd here, Dave. Overflow crowd along the sidelines, several deep on the along the fence. And
well,
here we are.
If Dowling fans don't have a seat, they can come over on this side. It's thinning out a little, Mark.
And Clark, the read option. Blake will keep it, and he's going to bowl forward. He's got the first down inside the 44, down to about the 43, maybe the 42-yard line. He needs to get to the 43, and I think he got it. First down, Blake Clark ran the read option, faked the handoff. Man in motion was Connor Jackman for Dowling, number 7, and Clark takes it down to the 42. First down, gain of 6.
Nice job by Blake and that offensive line over on the left side this time. Charlie Nank, a sophomore, 6'3", 290, And Mitch Goff, number 59, a senior, 6'3", 265.
First down, Dowling at the Valley 42. Maroons lead it 35-6. Clark back to throw, fires the ball
wide
down.
Open.
Field caught by Dowling, and it's going to go for a touchdown. Unbelievable all the way down. That's Jack Keel with the reception, 42 yards. And Jack had to extend himself, Dave, and gather his feet on the ball thrown by Blake Clark. And Blake is now thrown for three touchdowns, two to N'Golo and one to Jack Keogh.
Yeah, Blake likes to challenge these receivers, doesn't he? I think what happened on that play is Valley's cornerback tripped a little bit and lost his footing, and that's all Jack Keogh needed to open it up. And, Mark, are we going to have the running clock in the Dowling Valley game?
It can happen. The extra point by Riley Smith is up, and it is good. It's 42-6 Dowling over Valley. With 4:44 remaining third quarter, Dave, we're going to have the running
clock.
Dowling Valley game. Back after this one-minute break here on the Iowa, here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be part of a Dowling Catholic sports broadcast? If you love sports, you're responsible, and have a basic knowledge of computers, you would be the perfect addition to our sports broadcasting team here at Iowa Catholic Radio. We're looking for a part-time soundboard operator to help broadcast Dowling sports. It's a great way to get started and gain experience in the broadcasting industry. Your hours will vary week to week, and coverage of the games is typically in the evening. If you're interested in the position, please call us at 515-223-1150 and ask for Tony. Or email us at careers@iowacatholicradio.com, and let's play ball.
Thank you, Northwest Bank, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Northwest Bank is your community bank, offering accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Northwest Bank is committed to the communities they live in, and they are proud to support local athletes and celebrate their achievements in sports and the classroom. Northwest Bank would like to wish all the athletes good luck this season. Northwest Bank, online at bank-northwest.com. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Dowling 42, Valley 6 with 4:44 remaining here in the third quarter. And yes, we're going to have the running clock as Riley Schmidt set the kickoff for Dowling, a high end over end boot. And it's going to be just broke the plane of the goal in high school football. If it breaks the plane of the goal, no matter where the ball carrier is at, it's an automatic touchback. First and 10. Valley on their own 20-yard line. Dave, were you correct about Jack Keogh?
Yeah.
Jack Keogh, first of all, his first touchdown reception of the year. Third touchdown for Blake Clark tonight, the Dowling quarterback, from 42 yards to Jack Keogh. But Jack had a bobble the ball, but you said the Valley defender tripped
up.
Yeah,
he got his feet tangled up and fell down on that. And Keogh did a great job holding onto the ball. And, again, Blake Clark put it right where it had to be.
John Scheidel, give us your perspective of that Dowling drive.
Well, when you have Sam McGoley running to the middle of the field, and they're starting to notice that. That left one-on-one with Jack Keogh, and like Dave said, the defensive back stumbled a little bit, and boy, did Blake Clark throw that on a rope.
That last touchdown drive for Dowling, four plays, 53 yards. Riley Smith's extra point was good, and now here's Valley with the first down at their own 20-yard line. A little swing pass to the right side of the formation, and the receiver that time was hit and dropped immediately after he caught the football, and that was Carson Shelton on the catch for Valley.
Yeah, Dowling's been playing the two deep safe coverage all night long with two safeties. Oh, I'm going to say 15 yards off the ball, Mark. At times they're dropping deeper than that now. I'm sure their coach told them anything but deep.
Anything but deep,
no
yeah.
Quick scores.
Yeah. So Valley with a second down play, second and 10 from their own 20. Shelton gained no yards on that last catch. Here's Bo Lombardi, the Valley quarterback. They go left to right with 3.5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. And Lombardi, swing pass and caught up to the 25-yard line. Nice job that time by the Tigers as check that it was Lombardi who actually kept the football, Dave.
Yeah.
And he had some room, but he's not very fast, and Dowling defense caught up with him at 26.
I believe it was Jack Keogh who ran right by Lombardi in the backfield. Dowling had him confused along the line of scrimmage. None of them got down in the stance. They were dancing around, and they got in there. And Lombardi escaped that initial rush, but then Mitchell Riggs really did a great job of going over to make the tackle.
All right, an updated score. It's Johnson leading Urbandale 28-7 early. Now a little swing pass incomplete on the near side as the Valley receiver Nicky Train couldn't catch up with it, and now it's incomplete and forked down. And, hey, we got to congratulate our good buddy Taylor Bennett. Has a brand new baby boy, just 20 hours old.
For him.
Congratulations to him and his wife, and he's listened to us on the call.
Good for Taylor. Congratulations.
Congratulations to the Bennetts. And Taylor, of course, went up with me to Sioux City last year when you and Mr. Morris decided to go other places that weekend.
Any place but Sioux City. I think we went to Boone.
Halftime, yeah. Halftime, Waukee 29, Ankeny 7. Now here's a punt by Valley.
Oh, my. Nice
and
kick.
He got a nice kickoff, did Cole Peterson, and it'll be down by Valley back at the 32-yard line. So Dowling will take over first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. 2:19 remaining here in the third quarter. Mark Emmerdale, Dave Marcule here in the press box. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. And it's loud down there, Johnny, but it's packed, a full house down there as we got an overflow crowd, and take it away.
Well, the Valley crowd's kind of thinning out a little bit. Dowling's still holding strong, and there's a lot of faces here tonight, but I have to give a shout out to my daughter and the Dowling dance team. Second home game. I forgot about the first game, and I took a lot of heat for it.
You better get them in, because Dave, he's got to go home to his wife, and he said, "You didn't mention my daughter's dance team." You know how that is.
You know, I got three daughters, John, and I tell you what, don't upset them. It's not worth it.
Hand off to Jason Murray.
You're absolutely right.
And Murray gets up to the 48-yard line on first down from his Dowling 32 up to the Maroon 48-yard line. Here goes Jason Murray again. And I'll tell you what, Dowling offensive line, Dave, especially on that right side, open up the holes. Jesse Alger, Alex Curtin, Greg Hagan at center, and Curtin the right guard, and Alger at right tackle.
Yeah, they've just done an outstanding job. And Murray, what can you say about him?
16-yard run, first down Maroons at their own 48. Minute 10 remaining here in the third quarter. Dowling 42, Valley 6. Yes, we have the running clock. And on the read option, Clark fakes the throw. He gives it to Murray, and he's stacked up. And let's see where they're going to give him forward progress. Right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. So it'll bring up second and 10 for the Maroons.
And, you know, Jason takes so many shots, but he's so quick and he's so little, Mark, you can't get a good one in on him. And he just keeps coming back for more. Outstanding running back. He's just a junior, too.
And Waukee leading 32-7 after three quarters. That's Dowling's next opponent next Friday night in a non-district game, final non-district game. Here's a handoff to Murray right up the gut. He gets up to the 50, and he's stacked up there for a gain of two. So it'll bring up second down, or excuse me, third.
Well, you know,
eight.
Mark, we said it at the end of the last game that with Valley and Waukee both coming up, these two games will tell us exactly how good this Dowling team is, because it's hard to tell until you really get line up against Valley and Waukee. And, Mark, that's the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, the Maroons are going to let the clock wind down, and we've come to the end of the third quarter with the score. Dowling Catholic 42, Valley 6. The running clock will be in effect in the fourth quarter when we return here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, for your support of Dowling Catholic High School football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bordenero's is a family-owned business celebrating their 40th anniversary serving the greater Des Moines area. Whether you are dining in or takeout, their food is always hot and fresh. Now available in three locations, the original Bordy's at 6108 Southwest 9th Street, Bordy's at Drake, and in Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Nothing can beat sharing a meal with family and friends. Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, online at bordenerospizza.com.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, we're underway here in the fourth quarter. Jason Murray, the ball carrier, to start the fourth quarter for Dowling as they go left to right towards the south end zone. And it'll be up fourth and three. Murray gets the ball down to the Valley 45-yard line, so a gain of five. So it'll bring up fourth down for the Maroons. Dowling just trying to run the clock out, Dave. They've got all the points they need. 28-14 now, the score, with Johnston leading Urbandale in the fourth quarter. Here's the punt. And
bad snap.
Bad snap.
Yep, and he never got it off.
He never did get it off as the Maroons had the backup punter in there, Dave Marculli, and that is Austin. Oh, no, it is Austin Noblock in the punt. And he was put down right at the 42-yard line as he tried to get the punt away.
Yeah, so Valley gets a break, but it's pretty late to be getting breaks, Mark.
Well, 10:38 remain. The game clock continues to run because we're on the running clock. Dowling up by over 35 points. High school football, the 35-point rule. Anytime you're leading by 35 points or more in the second half, the clock runs. The only time it'll stop is for a timeout or a touchdown or score. Here's a snap. Goes over Lombardi's head. He retrieves it at midfield, fires the ball downfield, and it is caught. Tariq Brown out of bounds at the Maroon 40. Check that. Were they 36-yard line, it looks like.
Boy, Dowling Rusher really could have put a shot on Lombardi on that play, but he let up a little bit, which is good sportsmanship.
So Valley down at the Dowling 35-yard line. This drive started at the Dowling 42 after the botched punt attempt. The second time Noblocks had to do that this year. One, he took a 7-yard loss when he had a corral, a snap over his head against Ankeny, and then tonight didn't get the punt away, but he didn't give up the big play. And now Valley with an inside hand up. That's Shelton with the carry. Carson Shelton, 5'8 sophomore, starting linebacker, and also a running back now here.
Yeah, and looking at Dowling's defense, they're starting to work in a few of their second teamers. I see Jack Schultz is getting some snaps in there. He's a junior, and this is one of the keys to Dowling's success over the years is opportunities like this against Valley High School to get these young juniors that haven't played an opportunity to take some snaps against Valley.
All right. Valley with the first down at their own 29. They try a little corner route. It's incomplete. And the intended receiver, Jalen Long, fell down. And that'll bring up second and 10. The game clock continues to run after incomplete passes. And the Tigers get into play in from the Dowling 29. That'll bring up second and 10 for the Valley Tigers.
Nate Collins, another junior, getting some snaps. And these guys work in throughout the year from time to time.
Tigers now have Ryan Newen as a slot receiver to the left of the formation. Two receivers to the right. Bo Lombardi at quarterback. Here's a snap. Lombardi, the right-handed quarterback, looking downfield. Pumps once. Now backs out of the pocket. Fires downfield. The pass is caught. Tariq Brown with the catch at the 20-yard line. And depending on where they spot it, he'll be about a yard shy of the first down.
Now that was a nice pass on Lombardi. We've been a little critical of his spot-on passing. But that was a very nice throw, running in a difficult direction to his left. He's really got to square up his shoulders to make that pass.
And let's see, they move the ball down inside the all the way down to the 17-yard line. So he got a nice spot as he went out of bounds right below us, and it's first down Valley. First down at the 17 of Dowling. A little swing pass to the right side, and the receiver falling down as he caught it. That's Tariq Brown. The play went right, and Brown caught it right on the 20 on a lateral pass and lost yardage back to the 18. A loss of one there, Dave.
A lot of falling down tonight, Mark. Have you noticed that?
Who are they tripping over? It's field turf.
That's two of the three plays that the Valley player fell over.
I don't have an answer for you
and
there,
no
Coach.
No one's around them.
Did you have an opportunity to coach on field turf?
Yes.
Down at Indianola probably, and maybe here.
Yes, and I'm trying to think where else.
Not too many places have
it. No.
All right, second and 11, Valley. Lombardi back to throw, looking towards the end zone. Now he finds a safety valve, and he throws it to the right side, caught by Tariq Brown, and he's wrapped up by Marcus Miller and then a few others for a short gain down to, well, no gain on the 18-yard line. It remains.
Marcus really came up and put a nice shot on him. Wow.
Go down to John Chido here.
Marcus Miller's one who's had a great game.
Yes, he has. He's caught a pass on the offensive end and primarily on that corner. They've done a nice job. Third and 11 Maroons. On the Maroon 18 is the Valley offense. Lombardi with two receivers each side. Fakes the read option. Rolls to his left. Wants to throw. Steps up. Fires in the end zone. Across his body. And the pass is nearly picked off by Marcus Miller, but broken up and incomplete. And Lombardi ran all the way to his left near the numbers and threw it towards the goalpost. And Davey threw across his body, and Marcus Miller nearly came up with an interception.
Yeah, he tried to catch Dowling backside, and when you see coverage like that, you know you're well coached. Those secondary kids for Dowling Catholic really did a great job of staying on their man and doing exactly what they're taught to do.
All right, we'll go down to John Chido after this play. Fourth and 11, Valley going for it at the Dowling 18. Game clock on continuous clock here with 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. Dowling 42, Valley 6. Here on Iowa Catholic Radio on the Central Iowa Sports Network. Blitzes on and Riggs nails him. Sacks Lombardi in the backfield. They had a full bore blitz on, and nobody touched Mitch Riggs, and he sacks Lombardi. Taken for a loss, back to the 25. The Dowling offense will take over.
Oh, I like seeing that, and Coach Bossom knows it. He knows I like seeing those. In fact, I got to walk down and talk to him.
Okay, you do that. And we'll go down to John Scheidel on the Dowling sideline. Johnny?
Well, hello, Mr. Miller, and ring-a-ding-ding, Mitch Riggs. Man, is Lombardi taking some shots tonight? And you know, it's kind of like you watch. He's running for his life, making some nice throws, but then at times he's kind of looking at the ref saying, maybe blow the whistle. He's taking some shots.
Yeah, that's correct, Johnny. And what a hit by Riggs. So Dowling takes over, 4:45 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And a timeout on the field. We'll take a one-minute break with the score. Dowling 42, Valley 6, 4:46 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiyaAndSons.net.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bozen the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozen the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozen's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss. 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium. Dowling leading 42-6. Continuous clock now going on, 4:15. Left in the fourth quarter as Maroons rotating their quarterback. Zach Prayan at quarterback number 14. Previously a running play by the Maroons on first down following the timeout. Connor Jackman took a four-yard loss and now Pray with it. And he runs a stretch play to the left side. Gets across the up to the 25, rather, for a pickup of three. I want to thank our good friends at Tamiya & Sons along with Skeffington's Formal Wear, Licktag Family Dentistry, and our good friend Steve DeVinny at Raymond James for supporting Dowling Catholic Football once again this year. Third and 10 now for the Maroons from their own 25-yard line. And the Maroons now work out of the shotgun, and with it is Zach Waters, a quarterback. And I think, running back went one way and Zach went the other, and Zach goes down and no gain of the play to bring up fourth down, Dave.
Yeah, once again, that's got to be a strange feeling when you turn to hand the ball off and no one's there. And you think, whoa. Something's wrong.
So what do you do? What do you tell the quarterback to do? Which offensive lineman to follow on a busted play?
I tell you
play?
What you tell him you do on a busted play or a fumble. He knows where the hole is. You run to the hole. Because if it was a hole for a running back, mm-hmm. the hole should be there for the quarterback.
John Chido, are they teaching that theory now?
Absolutely. You got to tuck it and run.
I thought I'd catch him off guard. I just really thought I'd catch him off guard. All right, no block in the punt for Dowling. Maroons with a 4th and 10 from their own 26-yard line. Waters gained a yard in that last carry. And no block again will keep it.
Boy.
He couldn't get the punt off, and he elects just to get sacked back at the 13-yard line. So Valley will take over. And that's something that's got to get honed up when you go to Waukee next Friday.
He's got to catch the ball. That was right. That was a perfect snap.
So Valley will take over at the Dowling 13-yard line as clock continues to run. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go. Don't forget our postgame show will be on the field. And we've got J.J. Gass in at quarterback for the Valley Tigers. Gass, wearing number 4, 6 foot junior. And he gives it to his tailback, and he crashes down to about the 10-yard line for a 3-yard game. Dave, we got to come up with some players for Mr. Chido to interview. I'm going to nominate the quarterback. Blake Clark threw for 3 touchdowns in a Dowling Valley game, 2 of them to Sam Ingola, the other one to Jack Keel. So my nomination is Blake Clark. You got a defensive guy?
I would agree that Marcus Miller played awful well. Jack Keel played awfully well. There's 2 guys that really did a nice job defensively, I think.
All right, Tegan Ho with a ball carrier. And he gains a few yards inside the 10, down to about the, call it the 4-yard line. So again, a 6 for Ho. John Chaddy, you got some nominations you're going to throw out there?
I like those. Marcus Miller. We had Blake on last week.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Sam Ingola, though.
All right. Let's go with Sam Ingola. He caught a couple touchdowns. That's very much unheard of sometimes in the Dowling receivers. But Sam's had a good year. So how about Sam Ingola? And who'd you say on defense, Dave?
Marcus Miller or Jack Keel.
Okay. What do you think, John? Keel or Miller?
Well, you know, whatever coach wants to go with, I got to second his recommendation.
Oh, you just want the other mother to be mad at me.
No. Well, I would go with Marcus Miller.
Yeah, I was going to say Marcus Miller has really played well. He really has, and he is a senior.
All right, Gass rolling to his right for Valley, and he goes in the end zone. Touchdown, J.J. Gass, the junior, who at one time was in a Dowling uniform. Takes it in for a touchdown, and a nice run that time by J.J. Gass, the junior quarterback, running in from 4 yards out, and Valley has scored their 2nd touchdown. With 34 seconds remaining in the contest here in the 4th quarter, and the score now is 42-12, pending Valley's conversion, and they're going to kick the extra point with 34 seconds remaining. This drive that started due to the Dowling botched punt, they couldn't get the punt off, and it went 3 plays, 13 yards. Extra point is up, and no good off to the left. So that'll stop the clock. 42-12 is our score. Back in 1 minute as you're listening to tonight's Dowling Valley game. Dowling leading 42-12 here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
We can make it better. Join High South, an up-and-coming band from Nashville, for a free benefit concert at Jasper Winery on August 31st to raise money for the Children of Mary's Meals. Enjoy cold drinks, Guru BBQ, and Gusto Pizza from 6 to 9 p.m. Through the efforts of Mary's Meals, over 1.2 million children are eating daily school meals in 14 of the world's poorest countries. Feed one child for an entire year for only $19.50. Any monetary donation is welcome. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to marysmealsusa.org.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be part of a Dowling Catholic Sports broadcast? If you love sports, you're responsible, and have a basic knowledge of computers, you would be the perfect addition to our sports broadcasting team here at Iowa Catholic Radio. We're looking for a part-time soundboard operator to help broadcast Dowling sports. It's a great way to get started and gain experience in the broadcasting industry. Your hours will vary week to week, and coverage of the games is typically in the evening. If you're interested in the position, please call us at 515-223-1150 and ask for Tony. Or email us at careers@iowacatholicradio.com, and let's play ball.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, back at Valley Stadium after the punt, Quentin Wellmaker, who's making a return to the lineup after being injured in week 1 against Ankeny, is back, and he had the return on that. And it's 1st and 10 Dowling following the Valley punt from their own 30-yard line. 25 seconds remaining in the contest. 42-12 is our score. Dowling with the lead. John Chido, I think we have our post-game interview set up. If you can make Sam Angoli and either Jack Keel or Marcus Miller happen, that would be great. All right, first down, Dowling, Zach Prey, and he'll take a knee, and that'll do it. 42-12, that'll be our final score tonight. Dowling will win this as Dowling's going to take a knee, and both teams will come to midfield and make their congratulatory handshake. Yes, Dave.
That brings up a big overtime win by the Dowling freshman over Valley last night. A big, I believe, two or three touchdown win by the sophomores, and a big 42-12 win by the Dowling varsity.
Yes, it was 42-12 here. Dowling sophomores winning 23-7, and in overtime, the Dowling freshman beat Valley, and Dave, you said the score was 6-0?
The freshman was 25-19 in overtime.
In overtime, okay.
You know, Mark, before this is over with here, these Valley people, not only do they lose 42-12 in their own stadium, but they have to leave to Dowling victors being played loud
the fight song
over the PA system. That's bad.
Well, we want to thank our Dowling victors, and that's our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and that includes Bozen the Florist, Northwest Bank, Borden Arrows Pizza, along with Licktag Family Dentistry, Skeffington's Formal Wear, along with Tamia and Sons, and Steve DeVinny at Raymond James. We want to thank them, and we got a bunch more we'll thank after the break. Again, the final, Dowling 42, Valley 12, along with Dave Marcoulet and John Chido. Mark Amadale will start our postgame show after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, welcome back here to Valley Stadium, and the final score, Dowling 42, the Valley Tigers 12. Mark Amadale joined by Dave Marcoulier here in the booth. We'll go down to John Chido in a moment as he has a couple interviews set up with a few Dowling players and Coach Tom Wilson as Bruins victorious 42-12. Dowling now 3-0 on the season. Valley falls to 2-1. And, Dave, let's take a look at the final game statistics. I want to thank the Dowling coaching staff for providing that. They do a great job. Pretty accurate, too, from what I understand. You can't beat that. All right, first downs, total offense. Dowling with 390 yards of total offense, Valley with 183. Maroons passed for 248 yards tonight, Valley with 124. on the ground, the Maroons with 142 yards of rushing, Valley with 59. And, boy, did we notice that tonight? The rushing yards were down for both teams, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. And holding down Valley to only 59 yards rushing, that's a great job by the Dowling defense.
All right, turnovers, Valley with two. Dowling did not turn the ball over, as Dowling had 16 first downs, the Tigers with eight in tonight's game. And let's take a look at the individual statistics for Dowling. Blake Clark, 9 of 13 passing, 3 touchdowns for 248 yards and no touchdowns. What an outstanding performance by the Dowling senior leading this team. Ran the read option real well and found some receivers tonight, Dave.
You know, Blake is one of the finer quarterbacks who has played without any experience at all for Dowling Catholic in the last couple of years that I can remember, Mark. He's just so poised in the pocket. He does a great job.
Big night for Jason Murray, the Dowling tailback. 23 carries, 138 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the evening. Blake Clark, 10 carries for 27 yards on the night. John Schmidt, 1 carry for 4 yards as the Maroons rack up big yardage on the ground. Bo Lombardi, the Valley quarterback, 11 out of 25 passing for 124 yards and 1 touchdown and 1 interception. And the leading ground gainer for Valley was a sophomore, Creighton Mitchell, 9 carries, 24 yards. Tariq Brown had 1 carry for 11. As the other back or other tailback, rather, Carson Shelton, 3 carries for 7 yards. Receiving yards for Dowling, Sam Angoli, 3 catches for 131 yards on the evening and 2 touchdowns. Jack Keel, 1 catch for 42 yards. Marcus Miller, 2 catches for 36. We're going to talk to Marcus Miller here on the postgame show. Anthony Coppola, 2 catches for 31 yards on the evening. And Johnny Wagner, the Dowling tight end, 1 catch for 6 yards for Valley. Jalen Long had their 1 touchdown catch from 59 yards out. Tariq Brown, 7 catches for 37 yards. And Ryan New, 1 catch for 21.
So the way I see this, Sam Angoli, the receiver we were just talking about, 3 catches, 2 of them were for touchdowns, and an average of 43.7 yards per catch.
Again, total yardage.
Pretty good.
Dowling with 390 yards and Valley with 183. So we want to thank the Dowling coaching staff for providing those statistics. You might want to hand them off to the Des Moines Register. I think they're looking for that. They're probably downstairs. All right. Well, the final score once again, Dowling 42, Valley 12. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and John Scheidel has a pair of guests down there. Johnny, take it away.
Well, you know, I got all kinds of guests today, but we're going to start out with Marcus Miller. Great second half. He had some nice catches, 2 catches, 34 yards. You were all over the place on defense. Big hit right in front of the Dowling sideline there towards the end of the game, and then came back with another tip pass. Tell us about your performance tonight and your team.
Well, you know, we came out, and we had a great week of preparation, and I love the way that we executed on offense and defense. We were a little rough in the first half on that deep pass, but other than that, we stopped the run game and made them throw over the top, so we did well.
And your defense came out and played great in that first half and installed some drives. It's kind of like a chess match, and you guys came to play, and you had some miscues on offense, but defense held strong.
Yeah. We had a lot of short fields for the offense to execute, only like 40, 50 yards to go in to drive, and they executed and got done.
Well, thanks, Marcus, and good luck next week.
All right, John Chido with Marcus Miller, two-way player for Dowling Catholic. Dave did an outstanding job on the offensive end and the defensive end for the Maroons.
Marcus was all over the field tonight. He just did an outstanding job, and he's part of that secondary. And I tell you what, Mark, that secondary has really stepped it up over the past couple games.
Once again, the final score, Dowling 42, the Valley Tigers 12, Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulet. Let's go down to the field again. John Chido has Sam Angoli, one of the offensive players for Dowling Catholic. Johnny?
Well, Sam kind of got away, so I got John Wagner here, next best thing. He's been kind of quiet tonight, but he was all over the place on the defensive line. Put a lot of pressure on Bo Lombardi. Tell us about the defense tonight.
The defensive backs, they really had a really good coverage, and it gave me time to get some pressure in there. I got a couple pressures, but didn't get the sack, but I'll take the win.
Yeah, nice catch on offense too.
Yeah, I wish I would have broke that, but it was good to get a reception too.
Well, it feels like, you know, after last year's defeat to Valley, you guys had a chance to come back and play this year, and that had to be on your mind all year coming into this game, and came out on top. You had a little running clock there too, so that had to be even extra special for you.
Yeah, it was all week we were focused on taking everything personally. Came in with a chip on our shoulder. Big game since we lost last year, and we wanted to come out on top here. So,
well, thank you, John, and good luck next week against Waukee.
Hey, Johnny.
Yes.
It looks like you don't have enough microphones down there. All those players gathered around you.
Well, you know, I don't think they realize that they're on TV as well. So
they will. They will tomorrow.
Yep. And you know what? That's going to be some nice blooper video. Huh?
That's John Chidle with Dowling defensive end and tight end John Wagner for the first time this year, but. He had a lot of hands in there wanting to ask him more follow-up questions, Dave.
Yeah, he did. That must have been a tough interview for John to do.
I know John's waiting for head coach Tom Wilson. Of course, Mediacom broadcasts tonight's game. They'll be replaying that along with the Central Iowa Sports Network, CISN.TV. You can watch the replay. And, of course, Iowa Catholic Radio, we have our games audio logged on our website, iowacatholicradio.com. So, Dave, if they want to hear your audio replay, what did you say about my son? They can have an opportunity to do that.
Great. That's all we need.
All right, let's go back down. John Chido, I believe, has head coach Tom Wilson available now as he's been with the media. And, John, take it away with head coach Wilson, Dowling winning 42-12.
Well, coach, that was a great adjustments. Come out, start the second half, nice drives, and it seemed like it came together. You flipped the field position. In Force Valley in some bad situations, you guys were able to capitalize on it.
Oh, we were, and we just ended up making plays. And obviously, Blake throwing to Sam, us getting the throw to Keogh, a big run by Murray. And so there were a lot of plays in there that I thought helped us a lot. And then defensively, we were able to make them one-dimensional, as we talked about before the game, and then tried to pressure Bo. And obviously, it worked out for us tonight.
You know, what I was amazed about is the press coverage on the outside, one-on-one man coverage, and the receivers were able to get great inside position, Sam especially, and Blake threw some nice balls.
Well, he did, and you know, they've got some good corners, and Sam's just a bigger body and a strong kid, and he's not easy to handle on the outside. So, you know, so much for coaching sometimes. You just try to get playmakers to make plays, and I think our kids did.
You know, I have said it all year, last year, this year, the adjustments that you guys make at halftime, and then the players able to execute, it's remarkable, and hats off to you guys and the coaching staff.
Well, I appreciate that. A lot of credit goes to the staff, and we've been with each other a long time, so we kind of have a pretty good understanding of what we can do and what we can't do. So we'll keep plugging away. I think our kids will be the first to tell you we've got work to do, and I think that's the great thing. You know, we score 42 points in 3 weeks in a row, and we have penalties and special teams things that I know we can certainly clear up.
Mark or Dave, is there any questions you'd like to ask Coach?
Well, Coach, you mentioned Macon Valley one-dimensional in our pregame show, and you certainly did that. And John mentioned maybe a couple adjustments in the first half that really got the offense going and the defense really holding Valley to like three and outs a couple times.
You know, a key is really our defense, and they allow us to have time to make those adjustments because, if we're having to keep up on scores, it's the panic button gets pushed. So, really, the defense held things steady and allowed us to catch up with some things and really let us explode in the second and third quarter.
First of all, congratulations, Coach Wilson. But, you know, I've noticed the secondary has really improved over the course of the first three games, and tonight I thought they played their best game.
Well, they did play well, and really Bertram and Miller are back there. They're the guys with the experience. And then Wechter and Drake Ruprecht have come along and done very well. Bertram goes down for a while, and Charlie Johnson came in. So, when Drew Peterson went down, that was a blow to us because he's a really good football player, and fortunately we'll get him back for another year. But Drake has stepped up as a senior. He's worked really hard. He's not very big, but he is a tough kid, and it means a lot to him. So they'll continue to get better, and really Bertram and Miller anchor that.
And, Coach, going into Waukee next week, Waukee winning tonight or leading tonight late in their game, how's the injury update? It's good to see some of those players coming off the injury list.
Well, it is. I think we come out of it okay. Schmidt dinged an ankle a little bit, but obviously he was able to come back a little bit hobbled, but we'll get him treatment and get that taken care of. And Bertram had a shoulder, but he was able to come back in as well. So, you know, hopefully we came out of it. I'm sure we'll be sore and things like that tomorrow, but it's a good sore when you get a win, and hopefully we'll just get ready Sunday. Waukee's a good football team, and they kind of fumbled things away last week against Valley, or that result may have been different. So really, we find out what we're about, obviously, tonight and then next week, and then we get into district play.
Coach Wilson, thanks for joining us here in the postgame show.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Tom Wilson along with John Chido on the field as we return to the press box here. Dave, we just got an updated score from the Waukee game tonight. And Waukee, a big win, and 53-20 over the Ankeny Hawks. So Waukee will be undefeated next week when they take on Dowling Catholic. And Johnson, 28-14 winners over Urbandale. Some other scores coming in. So we're going to be at Waukee next week, and we'll have the same type of environment, a full house, and Waukee coming in undefeated.
That's quite a score by Waukee over Ankeny, and we know they got a good ball club, and we go over to their place, and I'm sure these kids are going to be ready, Mark.
All right, we'll take a break here on the postgame show as we simulcast on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Mark Amadale joined by Dave Marculli here in the postgame show. I want to thank Tom Wilson and the Dowling players, John Wagoner and Marcus Miller, for joining us on the postgame show on the field with John Chido. Again, the final, Dowling 42, the Valley Tigers 12, back with our final segment here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be part of a Dowling Catholic sports broadcast? If you love sports, you're responsible, and have a basic knowledge of computers, you would be the perfect addition to our sports broadcasting team here at Iowa Catholic Radio. We're looking for a part-time soundboard operator to help broadcast Dowling sports. It's a great way to get started and gain experience in the broadcasting industry. Your hours will vary week to week, and coverage of the games is typically in the evening. If you're interested in the position, please call us at 515-223-1150 and ask for Tony. Or email us at careers@iowacatholicradio.com, and let's play ball.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 60.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Final score, Dowling 42, the Valley Tigers 12. Blake Clark, three touchdown passes, two of them to Sam Mangola. We're going to go back down the field. Little bonus interview here, Dave Marculli. John Chido has Sam Mangola, who caught two touchdowns tonight. Johnny, take it away.
Well, I had to see him on because he had an excellent game and with nice catches and great inside position. Just tell us a little bit about the man coverage they put on you and in your execution tonight.
I mean, when we saw they went man coverage, the coaches just had trust and confidence in me that I'm going to get open and make a play. And, I mean, Blake's playing out of his mind right now. He's so accurate. His throws are so accurate. So, I mean, if teams are still going to go man and try jamming and stuff like that, I don't mind if they keep doing it.
And they kept it in the second half as well. And you still were able, that post route was two times, almost a third time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, if we see these guys again, they're most definitely going to make adjustments. But, I mean, Blake played well tonight. Our offense played well tonight. Jason Murray having a huge game just opened up a lot of our throwing game, too. You know, so I think the future looks bright.
I do, too, Mr. Ngoli. And thank you for sticking around. And great game and good luck next week. Thank you very much.
All right, John Chida with Sam Angoli, one of our players of the game, Dave. You got to admit, two touchdown receptions. What, he caught three passes, two of them for touchdowns, and he's having an outstanding senior year, as is Blake Clark, his quarterback.
Yeah, he really has, and he's really developed into an outstanding football player, and we all know football is really probably not his first choice. He's a basketball player by trade, and kind of came out here, I believe, his sophomore year, junior year, and he's just been doing outstanding, getting better every year.
Well, Dowling Valley is in the books tomorrow. Iowa and Iowa State by this time will be in the books, and it's a big rivalry game. A lot of people in town for that, and it'll be interesting, Dave. You know, Dowling and Valley fans sitting across from one another, but some of the Dowling fans will be partying with the Valley fans if they're Iowa Staters or Iowa folks. It'd be interesting to see how the tailgates go tomorrow up in Ames.
Yeah, it really will. It will be interesting to see who shows up.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we want to thank our supporters along the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. They include Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, the fine folks at Dental Associates. We thank Kemen, Mercy Medical, along with Two Rivers Glass and Door, the Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty, and the folks at St. Gregory Retreat Center. We thank them for supporting our broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Well, that'll wrap things up from Valley Stadium tonight. Dowling going to 3-0 in the season. That sets up their matchup next Friday night at Waukee. Waukee, a big winner tonight over Ankeny, and Dowling and Waukee will meet in the final non-division, non-district game. Both teams will come in at 3-0. Valley Falls at 2-1 on the season. And our thanks to the fine folks here at the Central Iowa Sports Network, Jimmy Olson and Jennifer Phelps. Jennifer running the camera, Jimmy running the board and keeping us all in check up here. And our next broadcast will be next Friday night. It will be on at 6:30 from Waukee Stadium, Dowling at Waukee. Dave Marcoulier, John Chido, and myself, Mark Amadale, will be bringing you the game here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Until then, have a blessed and safe weekend.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School football is underwritten by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bose and the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Join us next time, only on Iowa Catholic Radio.